people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Friday, June 9th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. I apologize for being absent over the last so many weeks, let's say, missing. So I'm not doing as many shows as I normally do. And I want to start off by making a very clear statement that no matter what, this show is going to continue, regardless of how large we grow, no matter how much changes. Now, right now, we are growing quite a bit. And it's a good problem to have. And we are currently, I mean, right now, in regard to my show specifically, there's a lot going on and a lot of good stuff, a lot of fantastic articles coming out, a lot of great interviews coming out, a lot of really good work coming through The Last American Vagabond, as well as stuff that you don't see on the platform. Now, this is stuff that takes a lot of my time. The point being, we are currently looking to hire more people, bring more people on, and that will free up more of my time. So again, it's a good problem, but just know that this, you know, my goal as always is to do 5 shows a week. So you always know. And it can feel like every other day sometimes, but it's basically 5 days a week. But just so you all know, lots more coming your way. A lot of great content just came out, but we have a lot of great stuff to talk about today. A lot of scary, alarming, and dangerous stuff, but a lot of very important stuff. Great in the context that it is breaking through the narrative, and we're helping you see through that, or you all in this chat are helping new people coming to the show see through it as well. So thank you all for your help. Now, we're going to talk today about masks, as I started out with there. We're going to go a little old school here. For you that have seen this show, at least since the beginning of COVID-19 fiasco, this will feel a little redundant for you, and it should, because it's quite ridiculous to realize that all this breaking news and these contentious new topics about whether these masks, you know, certain things or certain topics, does it cause hypoxia? You've heard all this, and it will be redundant because we went over the very breaking news points a year ago. The same studies, mind you. So we're going to go through some new stuff. But we're going to go over where the mainstream media is lying to you, flat out 100% misrepresenting the science they're telling you to trust, or lying about the narrative, or lying about what the CDC said, or on and on and on, not just masks, a lot of stuff today. But the mask one is interesting because, as you know, and every article I post, there is a long list of mask information for you to look at. That's because we've been dying on that hill since the beginning. Only now, or, you know, last so many months, has it begun to break down even the mainstream discussion. So we're going to go back through that, show you the important stuff, but show you some new stuff as well. We're also going to talk about the vaccine discussion. And all of this is kind of under the overarching point that they're lying to you, as a lot of this tends to be. But we're really going to dig in today and go back over some of the specifics and show you how the emergency use authorization, let's say, is being abused to drive in some things that aren't necessary. And remember on that point, July 9th. July 14th is when the emergency use authorization, the most recent iteration of the 90 days they keep renewing, is up on the 14th. And they have no legal right, no basis based on their own metrics to renew it, but I promise you they will. But we'll be watching and counting down. Now we're talking about the vaccines, we're talking about the different manipulations, and of course a big topic about natural immunity again. And this is the same kind of concept, because yet again, the CDC just dug its feet in and said, there's no evidence that this is even there. Well, guess what? You know there is, because we've been showing you for a long time now, not only that people uninfected had pre-existing antibodies, you know, T-cell immunity, all sorts of things are there. All the scientific research coming from the very people they're telling you to listen to. And yet, right now, the CDC is going to say, there's no evidence of natural immunity. Well, we're going to show it to you and continue to show you that we are doing this from an objective position, based on information from experts that they're telling you to watch, as well as to finish off with some information about the fact that young people continue to suffer from what's going on, as well as everybody else, and back it up with the evidence. But finally, the point of forced vaccination, forced, coerced, manipulated, and the entire mainstream Propagandascape is now screaming that that's what has to happen. Who cares about the FDA? Are there? Who cares if they're not even ready? You know, trust all the science, but now that they're impatient, screw the FDA. Let's get right past them and make this happen because vaccines are good. And that's just happening aggressively. Remember when that was a conspiracy theory? That even the idea of forced vaccination, that's crazy. Now they're going, well, we have to do it now. Passports, vaccines, it has to be mandated. That's what they're saying. Fake news until it happens, which is pretty much a theme for independent media these days. But let's start off with a couple of points about some articles that just came out. I just want to quickly show you just a brief kind of quick run through of some of these. I'm going to have Whitney Webb on soon to talk about this. I'm actually going to have Robert Inlakesh on tomorrow to go through what's going on in Israel. A great article today, the U.S. government report reveals facial recognition tech widely used. As that happens, World Economic Forum linked Israeli facial recognition firm just happens to raise $235 million. And it's all tied in with the Great Reset and everything. It's all coming your direction, despite the fact that the facial recognition point has been roundly shown to be wildly violating your privacy from all sorts of groups, but nobody's ever cared. Just like with 5G, they keep screaming about how it's unsafe and we don't have enough studies. And they go, yeah, well, we're going to keep going. They don't care. But there's a lot of this happening. Another great article from Robert today is the CIA looking to install a new puppet Palestinian leader, you know, because the Palestinian Authority is, as he points out on the article, not what they're, we're told it is, and it's not really working anymore. So they're going to probably try to put something else in. Interesting discussion. But as all this is happening, a lot of horrible war crimes and human rights violations continue to take place in occupied Palestine. Whitney wrote an outstanding article. Well worth the time. It's a long read, very important. Ending anonymity. Why the World Economic Forum's partnership against cybercrime threatens the future of privacy. And this is just a, this is a overview of the cesspool of public-private corruption that is happening in front of us right now. This is a public-private government shell game where they're just hiding everything behind this opaque kind of, well, it's kind of private. It's horrific. And it's like the same seven people tied through all of this. You know, I'm just throwing out a number, but the point is it's supposed to be like this big, massive public-private partnership of all these different groups. And it's the same grouping of people tied through all of it. They just don't want you to see that. It's quite incredible. Now, there's a lot more always coming out. A great interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, Taylor Hudak, and I recommend you check this out as well. As always, coming from a position of trying to reach the people who are still buying the narrative does not mean myself or Taylor blindly agree with everything these people are saying. It's about interviewing people in expert positions to have them discuss what they think is actually happening. Does not mean we completely agree with every single thing people are saying. I don't know why that's always something people can't get past. It's important to try to get information from people in positions. I mean, think about it like this. If I were to interview Joe Biden, and he were to say something that was important, that exposed a crime they committed, would you dismiss that because, well, Joe Biden or whatever? You see, I'm not supporting everything Joe Biden would say, but we are interviewing him and he would end up saying something that might be useful. That's the point. So just always try to stand back on this concept. We're getting to a point to where it's important to try to interview even people who may be disagreeing with us to get information to the point. Now, this was a great discussion about the dangers of the vaccines that are being pushed on everybody, as well as the fact that there's been a lot of alternative things out there from the very beginning that they're suppressing because if those were there, emergency use authorization wouldn't apply. It's all a big game that's happening. And even people within this narrative, even doctors who still believe in the entire vaccine agenda, are beginning to call this out. Now, does that mean that we agree with the vaccine agenda because we interview them? No, it's because we see common ground and they're beginning to see the problem. It could be that we're wrong or it could be that they don't see the full picture yet. Either way, it's important to talk to these people. Hope that's clear. Now, going forward, on the Israel discussion, Sarah Abdallah is pointing out right now in Silwan, right this moment, Biden-backed Israeli occupation forces are firing live ammunition and tear gas at Palestinian civilians in an ongoing effort to ethnically cleanse them from their land. Just another Friday in occupied Palestine. This is not a joke. And you know this because you've been watching the show. We'll be talking with Robert tomorrow. Apparently the UN just made a pretty big statement about some information we're going to get to tomorrow. But this is an ongoing situation that is constantly immoral, just sickening to me. I mean, the fact that these are human beings constantly suffering and all we can do is be politics. But on another note of Haiti, which is kind of an interesting topic because Haiti's always been this really weirdly central focus. Like, no, I shouldn't say focus, but there's always been a lot going on there. I think it has to do with a lot of the really seedy underbelly of what goes on around our foreign policy, such as how, you know, people like Clinton and Laura Silsby were caught, or specifically Laura Silsby caught, trying to traffic Haitian children out of Haiti, and they were caught, accused of human trafficking, and State Department with Hillary Clinton got that, her off. And even Chuck Todd reported that on the mainstream media. And now today it's all fake news. Oh, and Laura Silsby now changed her name and works for a child alert system. I should actually grab that since we're talking about it, but I might as well. But the point is, I'll remember to include it. It's pretty ridiculous that there's always been this really, really horrific tie-in here that's going a lot of weird off-the-books governmental action, let's put it that way. It's clearly tying back to the Clinton administration, but now all of a sudden, and I'm just saying that because Haiti is always interestingly relevant. Also to point out, during Trump's administration, there was that weird little State Department snafu with the spies is the best way to put it, of American spies getting caught in Haiti and being caught by the government and being arrested and saying, we're going to charge them with crimes. And they say, we'll release them as long as you hold them accountable. And the government goes, oh yeah, we'll hold them accountable. And they send them back to the United States, let them go. You know, that old story where nothing happened to the people that were caught, obviously, with espionage. It's constant. Now, the point being, here we are staring at a situation today, or over the last so many days, after the Haitian president was assassinated. And if you saw the story, it's just a black video, so I really didn't grab it. It's people screaming, we're the DEA. We're with the U.S. government. Come out. And then they kill the guy. Now, the point is, they're going, that wasn't the U.S. government. That was them faking to be the U.S. government. Now, is that the case? Or did they get caught and they're lying? It's, let's not pretend like the U.S. government would not openly assassinate a leader. We've seen that in spades over Trump's administration, Obama's, everybody. It's very clear what these people are capable of. So is that what they just accomplished? Ultimately hard to tell because we're basing it off historical evaluations. But that happened. Now, suddenly, guess what? Haiti's asking the U.S. to send military forces amid fears of attacks. Okay, well, now you begin to see, okay, well, now I'm suspicious even more. I say when it says Haiti is asking, in my opinion, what that means is that the puppet government there, which it is playing the role asked of them, creating the justification for overt U.S. presence. The people of Haiti know what this government is. This is foreign policy 101 for the U.S. government, hashtag regime change. Clearly, whether this was them or not or whatever, it's being taken advantage of. That's my opinion. Now, maybe it might just have something to do with the fact that Haiti has no COVID-19 vaccines. The government says it declined doses of fears of side effects. And now suddenly that's probably going to change. Now, let's keep an eye on that to see whether or not that does change. And I think that would tell us quite an interesting story. That would give us quite an interesting indication. But on top of that, this is the Washington Post with my simplified reader because it won't let me see it otherwise. Haiti's interim PM confirms, as of today, a request for U.S. troops to the country. So there we are. Shocking, right? Now we have U.S. occupation in Haiti based on the claim or the calls from an interim government placed there by the U.S. government. No collusion here, guys. This has always been something that there's a lot going on here was the point, not to get any deeper. But I very strongly feel this is just yet another regime change effort to achieve a goal that the U.S. government's trying to achieve at the cost of everybody else all the time. Pretty obviously verifiable based on U.S. government history around the world. I don't know why that's hard or contentious to talk about, but here we are, continuing. Now, another topic, and going back to Palestine, it's just important to recognize that this is the part of the story that nobody sees outside of inside the Western media. Right. So Israel's government bombs a densely populated civilian area, Palestine, one of the most in the world, half of them children. Of course, they go, we bombed Hamas. And the mainstream says they bombed Hamas and it's over. Well, for 11 continuous days, the part they're not showing you, Palestinian civilian services, you know, the real white helmets, not the fake ones that are funded by foreign governments, and medical teams were working round the clock to save the lives of many Palestinians during this relentless Israeli bombardment of the Gaza Strip, right? So they're literally digging up people buried in rubble, babies, children, women, all through 11 days because Israel's government was relentlessly bombing a civilian area. Yeah, I'm sure that's just not important to the mainstream media, right? That doesn't have any bearing on the truth of what's going on. But this is the point of mainstream media today. On top of that, Biden's leaving Afghanistan is all we keep hearing. Remember the last time we heard they're leaving Syria? Last time we heard they're leaving Iraq? The last time we heard they're leaving anywhere? How did that end up? Oh, that's right. They didn't leave. And in fact, we have more people there than when they said that. Who said, oh, that's right. It's exactly what I said would happen. Why did I think that? Was I psychic? No, it's because that's what always happens. By the way, I'm still waiting for the moment when they really do shift away from having U.S. troops on the ground and just ultimately only use military contractors, mercenaries, which is the point. If you actually read the information, even from mainstream about this, There's tens of thousands of mercenaries funded by the U.S. government in Afghanistan, in Syria, in any location, and they're quietly shift. I think that's the future of this warfare, so they can pretend that you're not there. The U.S. government's not there. These are only mercenaries, and maybe they're funded by us. We can't prove that. The point being, they're not going to leave Afghanistan because there's a hugely geopolitically important reason for them to be there, whether we're talking about lithium and rare earth minerals from the mountains or the opium used to fund all sorts of other things or all sorts of things happening there that lead back to foreign policy. Just ask the big new Brzezinski about the focal point of where their entire foreign policy was supposed to start back in the 70s. That's right, Afghanistan. How do you know that? Because they planned it. Well, here we are. After 20 years of invasion, U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledged the Taliban are militarily stronger than at any point since the war in Afghanistan began in 2001. Great. So thousands of U.S. troops, tens of thousands of Afghani civilians, a opioid crisis through the roof that's still growing, in fact. And nothing was succeed. Nothing was, not only did, was not, in fact, it went the other direction. The country's destabilized. The civilians there have a horrific, I mean, they're all living in war-torn, you know, warlord-run areas at this point, outside of the areas that are forcefully, I mean, this is catastrophic. 20 years of your tax dollars, and it's never been worse. And you know what? We've been saying that since 2 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in. And guess what they keep doing? You guys are conspiracy theorists. We're fighting for freedom. Well, guess what? Another one down bites the dust, right? Quote, it's highly unlikely that a unified government would be able to control the entire country. And you know why? Because of what the U.S. government has done. Period. It's pretty sickening, right? Well, the reality is either they're going to leave, which I promise is not going to happen, at least not, you know, they'll ostensibly leave, and continue to do what they're going to do and keep it destabilized so they can continue to do so, just like with Syria, or they're going to dig further in. And it's just going to continue on. This is horrific. But this is a microcosm. This is a nutshell of what these governments are. Oh, on top of that, just, you know, in case you were curious, U.S. is sanctioning 34 companies over ties to China, Russia, and Iran. You know, just companies that just work with other countries, but bad guy countries. So you're bad now. You aren't allowed to work with China, Russia, or Iran. Not at all. You can't even have ties, business ties, to a person in China or Russia or Iran, let alone the government. You can't. You're sanctioned. Who has the right to do this? Apparently the world government of the United States, because they can just hand down illegal sanctions, because understand they're illegal, because I don't know why you think you can hand down sanctions to companies outside or inside. I mean, look, if it's American companies, yes, but we've seen them do this to Iranian companies, to Russian companies. Why do they feel they have the right to sanction companies outside the U.S. government? Because they believe they have that right around the world. Just like Israel's continue to say, we can do things like this around the world. International law doesn't apply. That's a direct quote coming from the Israeli government. Oh, here you go. Same thing. And guess what's going to only make that worse? The Great Reset. The public, private government of the world that's continuing to grow out of the cesspool of the U.S. and Israel's government and everything else that's growing it. And that's going to become the same thing. Only openly stated. Now we can do this because we are the world government, even though that's what they're doing now. Well, bringing this over into censorship a little bit in mainstream media discussion, which will bring us into COVID-19. I just wanted to point out Alison Morrow just got censored on YouTube for discussing, it was with Matt Orfala, I believe, and they discussed the fact that, as the title says, corporate news can break YouTube rules, right? Oh, and weirdly enough, it's under medical misinformation policy. So they're talking about how mainstream can break the rules about information. And it's like, well, it's medical misinformation to report that the mainstream media is allowed to report medical misinformation. That's fantastic. You just can't make this stuff up. But the best part is that they censored the video, therefore proving her point. I think that's fantastic. So here's the actual video on Odyssey. Watch it for yourself. That corporate news can talk about the things that they're talking about in any context. Doesn't matter, but they talk about it in the context of being censored about. And the best part she told me was what they're censoring her for are things that came directly from the mainstream media, proving her point, right? So when she says them, even though she's reporting what they said, she gets censored, but they can say it, no big deal. I mean, you know this already. It's just a humorous absurdity. I mean, these people are the conspiracy theorists. I don't even like using that term, but it's kind of fun to flip it back on its head right now. That's why I use the title today, right? Because if we're really being honest, who's actually spreading dangerous medical misinformation? All the people in the mainstream and the government. And on that note, exactly what's happening. And this is hilarious to me. Now, this is not in any way to really dig in on the concept of the lab leak theory, because there's a lot more to that. honestly, if anything, it's a bioweapon, which is one and the same, which is what that panel with Jim Jordan actually said too. It was basically the same thing when you break it down, based on the context of what this is. But this is from the British Medical Journal. So, well, one of those places where we're supposed to listen to, right? Lancet, you know, experts, except when they say what they don't like, then they pretend it's not there. This is the COVID-19 lab leak hypothesis. Did the media fall victim to a misinformation campaign? Now, that's kind of an odd. I mean, as much as I like what they talk about on this, the way they frame that title even is a little bit weird to me, because is it a misinformation campaign? Like, no, this is to imply that they somehow got tricked. Right? Like they got tricked by, well, and you'll see what why they say that. They're arguing that Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance and The Lancet basically work together to trick everybody. But that's not the point. The point is the mainstream media doesn't get tricked. They just follow, right? It's not like they read this and were like, yep, we're right. And they were wrong. No, they just were told what to do and they did it. That's what the mainstream media does. They're following orders from the people they're told to listen to, experts, government, whatever it is, which by the way, is the diametric opposite of what a real journalist is supposed to do. As the classic quote says, journalism is reporting things that people don't want reported. Everything else is public relations. That's from 1984. Was that right? Now I'm blanking on. Maybe misquoting that. That's weird. I got to reread that. But the point is, it's obvious that it was a choice, in my opinion, but think for yourself. Now, what this shows you is that the mainstream media, at the very least, even if you think it was an accident, can be wrong. Oh, no. Did I just say that out loud? They can be wrong. They can actually be wrong. And of course, that then means that they could be wrong right now. No, you can't even consider that. Except that we're proving, and British Medical Journal is also proving, that they were just wrong. Isn't that funny how that works? Now, follow through this. It says, for most of 2020, the notion that SARS-CoV-2 may have originated in a lab in Wuhan, China, was treated as a thoroughly debunked conspiracy theory. Really important to think about the way they're framing that, because that's exactly what the media represented. A thoroughly debunked conspiracy theory. So it's been researched, completely debunked. Now, recognize how dumb that is that they're now talking about it. So that means either that they're thoroughly debunked is a pathetically bad and they're not really good at their jobs, or it wasn't really thoroughly debunked. They were just told that it was, so they reported it. It says, but that all changed in the early months of 2021. And today, most outlets across the political spectrum agree the lab leak scenario deserves serious investigation. I mean, that should be a career ender. That's pathetically embarrassing. But all of them act like nothing happened, right? I would love to get one person one-on-one and be like, okay, so it was thoroughly debunked. You reported it was thoroughly debunked. Now you're reporting it's serious investigation. Explain. Give me some kind of breakdown about how that can possibly happen, how that utter, complete, catastrophic failure can happen. Go, right? No one will ask that. Now it says, scientists and reporters contacted by the British Medical Journal say the objective consideration of COVID-19's origins went awry. Oops. Early in the pandemic, as researchers who were funded to study viruses with pandemic potential launched a campaign. That's an important choice of words. Launched a campaign labeling the lab leak hypothesis as, quote, conspiracy theory. Okay. So even the British Medical Journal is clearly laying the groundwork for this is a concerted effort, whether they believed it or not, to make that claim. This is a fake news story, and they launched a campaign. They didn't just send it out. They didn't tell people. They didn't report it. They didn't say, this is fake news, guys. They funded a massive marketing, social media propaganda campaign using all sorts of revenue and all sorts of avenues to make this happen. That's what they're reporting, and we'll go through it. It says, a leader in this campaign, of course, was Peter Daszak. So none other than the president of EcoHealth Alliance, who is clearly involved with the very project that was accused of making this in the lab, which, by the way, is absolutely what happened. Now, I'm not saying that is what is COVID-19, right? You guys know my opinion about all of that and about that very possible. My point is simply saying that all we're pointing out is what they did in that lab is exactly what they're being accused of. And yet he's the one leading a campaign to muddy the waters about what he literally is doing. I mean, that is the most dishonest thing I've ever seen, and this is totally okay to the mainstream media. It says, of course, that's a nonprofit organization that makes lots of money, given millions of dollars in grants by the U.S. federal government to research viruses for pandemic preparedness, or, you know, otherwise known as making bioweapons with gain-of-function research. Over the years, EcoHealth Alliance has subcontracted out its federally supposed research, federally supported research to various scientists and groups, including around $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, right? Which we've shown you unequivocally long before it was a discussion in Fox News and all the quasi-independence back in the middle of 2020 that EcoHealth Alliance and all these different discussions were, this was something that was openly known from the U.S., from the top of the government down, from NIH down. Now, yes, NIH does operate with a level of autonomy. They don't go to NIH for everything, but you understand there is a hierarchy here. And people were aware of this research, aware of the fact that it was more than just one location too. Right. And I pointed this out when Trump weirdly rescinded the funding for Wuhan. And I said, well, wait a minute. There's like seven other parts of research doing the same stuff in China right now. And I showed you on the EcoHealth website. It's like, so is it China bad guy or is it just we don't want you looking at Wuhan bad guy? Right. It's there's something very fishy there. The point being, yes, they were subcontracting this out. And that means that Peter Daszak, who is very clearly aware of what they were doing, is involved in covering this up right out of the gate, which, by the way, we reported back when this first started. Now, shortly after the pandemic began, Daszak effectively silenced debate over the possibility of lab leak with a February 2020 statement in The Lancet, which we're hopefully all familiar with. Talked about it. That was the Lancet story that made that was, it sent all this spinning. And people suddenly said fake news, conspiracy theory, never to be talked about again until we later pretend it's okay again. It says, quote, we stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin. Right. So you stand together to refuse to research something that's not been researched, yet you somehow know for sure, despite the fact that there are experts at that time who were saying this is very suspicious. How about the one that we just talked about from Fleming, pointing back to the beginning of 2020, saying, look, it's obvious. It's obvious that it's hard to find, but right here, it's obvious this is not natural. They dismissed it. They hid it. They didn't talk about it. We just showed you that. They knew this. He knew this. The government knew this. They didn't care. This is not a one-person thing. This is not a Daszak Fauci thing. This is a U.S. government thing, working likely with the Chinese government. It says, and that listed 27 co-authors, it says Daszak did not respond to repeated requests from the British Medical Journal. Of course not. Quote, it's become a label you pin on something you don't agree with, says Nicholas Wade, a science writer who has worked at Nature Science and the New York Times. Quote, it's ridiculous. Because the lab escape scenario invokes an accident, which is the opposite of a conspiracy. Think about how important that this is. Why we're on like when I always talk about like, you know, words have meaning, right? The idea of conspiracy has become this just couch concept. You can just bucket everything, anything you don't like, conspiracy, except the fact that there's meaning to that word, right? How can it be a conspiracy if the whole point is that it's a leak that would have the argument by the meaning of the word is an accident? This is exactly why I keep trying to push away from the concept of the lab leak. They're just jamming down your throat after they told us we couldn't talk about it, because it's not just a lab leak. There's far more going on. That's why they're trying to jam it down, probably because they're trying to put a stop to how quickly we're figuring things out. At the end of the day, it's a conspiracy or it's an accident. You don't get both. But you see, they're telling you that concept that it's an accident is a conspiracy. That's because they are using the word as the catch-all that they want it to be. It says, but the effort to brand serious consideration of a lab leak a conspiracy theory only ramped up. Philippa Lentoza, co-director of the Center for Science and Security Studies at King's College London, told the Wall Street Journal, quote, some of the scientists in this area very quickly closed ranks. We've read this before. She added, quote, there were people that did not talk about this because they were fearing for their careers. They feared for their grants. Yes. Shocking, right? You've heard this all over the place with us. It's frustrating, right? They'll tell you, a scientist, a very highly regarded scientist will tell you, people were telling me they couldn't talk about this, but they wanted to. And yet we're crazy for pointing out that there's more opinions than they're telling you. The media is a complete gatekeeper today, 100%. Now, it says Daszak's behind-the-scenes role in orchestrating the statement in The Lancet came to light in November 2020 in emails obtained through Freedom of Information request by the watchdog group U.S. Right to Know. Guess what the media did? They didn't care. That's a huge story. But nope. I'm sure there was reports, but of course it was framed in a way that did not seem that make it out as to be nefarious as it really was. Several of the U.S. scientists who signed the letter Daszak circulated did so using other professional affiliations and omitted reporting their ties to Eagle Health Alliance. You know why? As they point out in this article, Peter asked them not to. Do not, will not have an Equal Health Alliance logo. Like he took action to hide that. But no dishonesty there. The Lancet's editor-in-chief, Richard Horton, of course, also did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Isn't that normal, right? That one of the largest scientific publications, when asked for comment repeatedly from one of the other largest scientific publications, they just don't respond. Please see how crazy all of this is. This is falling apart in front of us, and they're still driving it forward, guys. They're now competing against each other. Like, this is crazy. The fact that they didn't respond speaks volumes. Especially when it's not like this is T-Lab asking them. This is the British Medical Journal reaching out to The Lancet, asking for comment about their clear collusion to cover something. No comment. Crazy. But when I say that this is that the mainstream is a huge, it's just all gatekeeping today. This is what I'm talking about, guys. There is a huge effort right now to make Tucker Carlson, of all people, and likewise some people on other sides of this, you know, two-party illusion, to look like the like they're trying to step into the role that we're currently filling. And of course, what they're trying to do, though, is not do it the right way. They're trying to step in and do limited hangouts. They're trying to step in and report things, you know, that we've been talking about, Whitney and I and others, for a long time. From long before even COVID started. Oh, links to vaccines to eugenics. Oh no, how much you want to bet he didn't cite Whitney Webb's research, which is pretty much the only place talking about this. Of course, they just found it on their own. And of course, now they're calling, he's literally killing his audience. Now, what is this going to do? He's going to talk about it in a way that gets people thinking that they're doing the real thing. Like, first of all, guys, how does anybody actually think that any mainstream person at a mainstream desk, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, is actually completely in control of what they're reporting? That's not my opinion, guys. This is very clear information. It comes down, they have people above them. And look, talk to people like Alison Morrow that we just referenced. It is tightly controlled. I don't care whether you're Tucker Carlson or Rush Limbaugh. There are clear controls that are happening. If you work under an outlet, see, that's why obviously people like Rush in their later of their career would try to do their own thing, because that gives you a little bit more freedom to talk about. But there's obviously politics, in my opinion, controlling their agenda. We have watched this continue to trickle out from Tucker. Now, it doesn't mean it's not important that some people are seeing this and going, wait a minute, that's important. But as we always say, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't care what answers you find. So if they get you talking about something, let's say they get you talking about the fact that there is a lab discussion to be had, but they can pigeonhole down in this lab leak only discussion and say, bad guy China, Fauci did it, game over. Now, yeah, they got you talking about the lab discussion, but did they really open your mind, or did they just dive you back into something that's going to keep you in the narrative? That's what I think is happening here. Now, you know what? I could be wrong. Maybe Tucker's the only one that sees it and he's fighting for everybody. I don't buy that. But all I'm asking is that people be careful. I don't trust the mainstream in any location. I don't trust anybody independent. I don't trust anybody. That's just the way of the world today. Now, I shouldn't say that. I question everybody, including myself. But this is the mainstream media for you. They're going to keep doing this and keep trickling behind us and continue to try to take the momentum that we are creating as the independent media, not just TLAV. But this is what you're going to see, guys. They are trying to manipulate you at every turn. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to lie to you. They're trying to gaslight you. We just reported on this topic. Excuse me. We just reported how CBS lied to you. Flagrantly lied to you. They said the nurse who received the first FDA approved COVID vaccine will have her scrubs and vaccine card display at the Smithsonian. No, not that is misinformation. That is literally medical misinformation. There is no FDA approved COVID-19 vaccine. Of course, when I said that, even in the comments, people said, you're a fake, you're a conspiracy theorist, like you know better than the mainstream media. Well, guess what happened? They changed it. You know why? Because they were wrong. And we were right. Very simply. First nurse to receive COVID vaccine will have her scrubs and vaccine card displayed in the Smithsonian. You know what's even more interesting? They actually say it. For the first time I've seen in a long time, they actually come down here at the bottom, of course. Correction. Lindsay was the first in the U.S. to receive the vaccine outside of a clinical trial after FDA granted emergency use authorization. Not approval, emergency authorization, not some variation thereof, because they got caught. Hopefully because we called them out and something happened. But they were wrong. Not just kind of wrong, not just kind of opaque, but flat out misinformation. Somebody at some level said you got to change that because that's ridiculous. Or they put it out there because they wanted you to think that, and then they changed it quietly when nobody was looking. You take a pick. But as I said, oops. So it appears the mainstream media quietly changed the title to reflect the fact that this injection is not approved by the FDA, just like I called them out for in my last show. And of course, YouTube censored that video that I was completely correct on. No surprise there. Shocking, right? You start to catch on, seeing what's going on here, guys. And of course, here's the original tweet where I just point out that they were lying to you. And by the way, their tweet's still up. Yeah, that tweet that was liked by 800 people, 96 retweets, still says that. Still says FDA approved. Right? Click on the article. Nope, not there anymore. But people still reading the tweet, which is what the vast majority probably looking at, are still being lied to. So is this not medical misinformation? Right? Let's report it. Report tweet. Abusive or harmful. Let's see if they even have, I'm just kind of on the fly doing this. I didn't even think about it. Of course, it doesn't even have anything for it because for sure it's them. Let's see. Threatening, physical harm. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to do that. The point is, I don't even care. I don't want anybody to be censored, but the bottom line is we're being censored despite the fact that they're the ones spreading medical misinformation. Feel free, jump in and report it. Report them for medical misinformation. Still there. Now, this is also what you're going to see. Now, this is something we need to understand is happening. This is everywhere. Now, I'm just doesn't mean that everybody anywhere with this opinion is a troll or a bot. But for those in the podcast, this is 9 tweets, and it's just one screenshot of many, 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 many more across multiple platforms, and some of these with big accounts. Guess what it says? All in unison, exactly the same type, exactly the same punctuation. This is disgusting. Masks and social distancing should not be in place till minimum Christmas time at the earliest. Should be in place until minimum Christmas time at the earliest. The governments are clueless. The Delta variant should be taken seriously, and we should go into national lockdown to prevent it spreading. My new favorite copy paste. That's it. Over and over and over. Now, yeah, some of these people could just be sharing it and copying it. But the point is, there are absolutely campaigns to get certain sentiments spreading. It's everywhere. There's a bunch of this stuff, guys. You can look. It's happening everywhere. There are just people that are just repeating, even double jab, you can still transmit to others. We should be locked down and we should never be going mask forever, over and over and over. It's crazy. The reality is you are being socially engineered, or at the very least, they're trying to manipulate your perception. They're trying to manipulate what you see. They're trying to guide you in a specific direction. We need to be on guard for this stuff, guys, because it's constant. Now, going to the next point, starting off with the Delta variant, right? Someone called the Scariants, or I think Michael Yeadon called the Samians, because as they point out, they're like 0.03% different. I think I have the tweet up here from somebody that said that. But the reality being, I wanted to look at this. Let's see where we are today. I'm waiting for this to jump. Oh, I did U.S. vaccine rate. I'm waiting for this to jump all of a sudden, like ridiculously. Nope, it's going up like 0.2%. A day, if that. As of right now, as I keep telling you, if you are currently unvaccinated in this country, you are the majority. You are the majority. 52%, a little less than 52% of the population is currently unvaccinated. Right? So it's crazy they keep forcing this and saying it's because we are the majority. So if we lived in an actual democracy where majority would rule, well, we would be currently, but that's not how this works. They don't care what you think. And as I said in my previous show, no was never an option. You don't get to say no. They're going to swing back later and knock on your door again. You don't get to say no. As JP said in his recent video, it's like, are you telling me you don't want this thing? You've already confirmed. I forget how he said it. You telling me you don't want this thing? You've already said you don't want, or whatever it is. Like, the point is, we've all been given the opportunity to turn it down. So why are they knocking on your door? You said no, because no is not an option. I don't know why that's hard for people to wrap their minds around. But the point is, 73% of Americans, according to Newsweek, who are not getting vaccinated. So 73% of half this country says the Delta variant is exaggerated. It's a lot of people. You know what? They're right, because it is. And this, I'm not going to play the video again, but just to show you the basic graph, you can see the purple is the variant rise. The green is hospitalizations and deaths and the problem, right? So we can see the cases and the hospitalizations and everything basically bottom out. So if Delta, which is the purple, is the problem, and it's so much more dangerous, well, you wouldn't see that green line bottomed out, and it's continuing to. So they're lying to you. Shocker, I know. But as James Lyons-Weiler points out, and this is what I keep telling you, the variants that replaced Wuhan 1 predated the vaccine. So what they're trying to scream at you and say that it's because of the unvaccinated, well, no, it was already happening. And the point is that the vaccine, as a lot of these experts are telling you, is the obvious reason this is creating something. Because if you don't have something in your body, well, the virus just steps into your body like it would anybody else. But when there's something in its way, you know, common sense and all, that's what causes it to, I don't know, mutate so it can get around the block. That's common sense here. And basically, that's what also the experts are telling you. As he says, they were PCR escapees. As this person says, oh, I think I have that next. Yeah. This says, Stephanie Sanoff says, I believe she was one of the doctors, at MIT. That's right. She's a senior research scientist at MIT. I agree with Kevin. Of course, a tweet that's no longer there, probably got his account deleted for telling you truth. It's Kevin Sorbo, by the way. I suspect the vaccine itself is driving the mutations that are producing the variants in large numbers. Actually, let me see if it is his account that was deleted or if it was just the tweet that was deleted. That's happening a lot too. So his account's still there. Probably just deleted his tweet. Happens a lot. It's happening all over the place. They're deleting people's. Whitney Webb just had a tweet randomly deleted. She didn't even know. I told her, I was like, you know, that tweet just got deleted. We were talking about Peru and where the actual scare ants are coming from. And she said, look, oh, it's gone. Not even tell. They don't even care anymore. They're just off the rails constantly. Let me close some of these really quickly while we're walking past this. And guess what? We're going to get to almost all the, pretty much all the tabs today. Get ready. Going forward. Here we are. Next one. Oh, and this was the one. So this is the Good Householders commenting. And I want to share this because I'll try to give credit when I can remember to share the credit for who said something. The point is, this reminded me of what I was trying to point out the other day. It wasn't scary. It's Michael Yeadon is the one that said samiance. And I love that. And says, listen to Mike Yeadon. There are no variants. They're basically samiance. Less than 0.3. So 0.3%. I said that wrong the first time. Genetic difference. Won't escape immunity. This is lockdown narrative supporting hysterics. Now, you can disagree with them if you want, but this person is a medical expert who, in fact, used to work for the very company that's telling you that you're in danger. This is very, very relevant. Here's the interview. Taylor Hudak knocked this out of the park. Michael Yeadon interview, former Pfizer VP, speaks out on dangers of mRNA vaccines and COVID illusion. Very important. But he's telling you these are not dangerous. And by the way, that's what the evidence right now shows you about the Delta variant. All they're saying is it could be. I showed you this yesterday, the last show I did. Well, the best they're saying is it might be dangerous and we don't know. And they're willing to continue to ruin your life for it? Yes, they are. It's crazy. But bringing this over into the masks that are being continually forced on your children because of all these lies, it blows my mind to continue to see the level of dangerous misinformation that they're shedding. Of course, spreading. Well, I'm worse the same, I guess. Experts say masks are safe and effective. I just love these little blurbs they put out with literally no information at all. It's just text saying, trust me, experts say. This is Twitter. Twitter's COVID-19 live. Like, just note, there is no information. It's just, or I should say, there's no source material. They're just stating things. Experts say. And then what they followed up with is experts say. Fact checkers prove. That's the gist of it. That is what they're telling you. And for those on the podcast, let's read into it. As it says, masks are safe and effective, which is, isn't it funny that they're using the same term? You know why? Because they're forcing these things too, based on the same emergency authorization, not the one for the injections, but the general emergency authorization that will be, you know, renewed on the 14th when it shouldn't be, because they have to be shown to be safe and effective versus the risk. The same nonsense. Safe and effective. They're just jamming that mantra down your throat, despite the fact that they are not safe nor effective in this and all the scientific research shows you that. At preventing the spread of COVID-19, according to health officials and fact checkers. Great. So what about the scientists, right? What about the doctors? Oh, no, we're listening to the government and the pages they run. Great. Good times. So here's what it says. Face masks do not cause hypoxia or bacterial pneumonia. Not joking. According to fact checkers. Right, you mean the same fact checkers that have continually been ridiculously wrong, continued to show you these weird ad hominem sidesteps to be like, they're claiming this causes pneumonia and that aliens exist. And then they show you how aliens don't exist and say, therefore, all this is fake. That's a ridiculous example, but that's basically what they're doing. they're sidestepping the main point and pretending like when they show you something that's different, or they pretend like they, you're a bad person, so this doesn't make sense. That's what they're actually doing. But let's go into the claims. Hypoxia, bacterial pneumonia. What do you think? Well, here's some new science from JAMA Network, a random clinical trial. So the very thing you're supposed to listen to, the things they keep telling you that we're not pointing to. Well, this is a very new one. This is June 30th, 2021. We just talked about this. Experimental assessment of carbon dioxide content in inhaled air with or without face masks. A large-scale survey in Germany of adverse effects in parents and children using data of 25,000-plus children has shown that 68% of the participating children had problems when wearing nose and mouth coverings. It gets much worse than that. The normal content of carbon dioxide in the open, okay, just so we're clear, hypoxia is a lack of oxygen. Hypercapnia is too much carbon dioxide in your blood. One basically leads to the other. Now, understand what they're trying to tell you here is that that doesn't exist, right? Okay, so this is telling you, because if you end up with hypercapnia, that means you have hypoxia, that you don't have enough oxygen, you're breathing in carbon dioxide. It can't always happen, but when you have a mask on, let's say you're breathing into a bag, well, that's where you're getting all the carbon dioxide from. So both of them are relevant to this study. But it says the normal content of carbon dioxide in the open is about 0.04%. A level of 0.2% by volume or 2,000 parts per million is the limit for closed rooms. Everything beyond this limit is unacceptable, according to the German Federal Environmental Office. Unacceptable. Guess what they found? Contrast between the two types of masks was not significant, basically saying whatever mask you're wearing, this is a problem. Children under normal conditions in schools wear masks right now for a mean of 270 minutes. 270 minutes. Hours throughout the day, children are wearing these masks because they're forced to, despite not being in danger from what's happening right now. And we'll show you that next. The figure shows that the value of the child with the lowest carbon dioxide level was threefold greater than the limit, the unacceptable limit of 0.2 by volume. Three times higher than the level that's not allowed. Unacceptable. Even worse, the youngest children had the highest levels. With one seven-year-old child, the carbon dioxide level measured at 25,000 parts per million. This is not a joke. If 2,000 parts per million is unacceptable, 0.2 or 2,000 is unacceptable, you're telling me that this seven-year-old child who's breathing in 25,000 parts per million for hours, 270 minutes, is acceptable for anybody? That we're going to ignore this information? A random controlled trial that shows you this reality with 25,000 kids? No, the media didn't even look at this. They don't care. But according to Twitter, doesn't happen. Fake news. Apparently they missed this in their extensive due diligence, right? Well, let's go to the next one. I've shown you all these before. So, okay, that was the first one. By the way, that was only really talking about, in this case, hypercapnia, right? But we'll skip that for a second and show you that there's other, I think this is the hypoxema hypercapnia and hypoxemia. Okay, so the point is there, I'm trying to get the words right in my head. Hypoxemia is an abnormally low concentration of oxygen in the blood. Okay, anyway, so this is a study that I've already shown you. And this is my point about redundancy. We went over these early 2020. Remember when we were laughed, oh, you guys are so stupid. Everybody knows masks work. Remember that? Remember how we didn't falter? Remember how we stuck to our guns and said, this is the facts because we did our research and we're still there. And you're still there. You should pat yourself on the back for that. 70% of the patients showed a reduction in partial pressure of oxygen. 19% developed various degrees of hypoxemia. Wearing an N95, which remember is supposed to be the best one, for 4 hours, reduced the pressure of oxygen and increased respiratory adverse effects in these patients. Fake news though, right? Here's another one. All these are coming from the NIH National Library of Medicine, PubMed.gov. In the view of anticipated effects on immune system and prevention of effect, this is specifically even in the context of COVID-19. This was on 2020 November. It says moderate to vigorous exercises are advocated wearing protective equipment. So they're basically saying that they're telling you to wear a face mask, even though you're exercising. Even though the WHO supports face masks for COVID-19 patients, the hypercapnic hypoxia. Oh, you mean both those things that their Twitter and CDC are saying are fake news, may potentially increase acidic environment, cardiac overload, metabolic and renal overload. These are, they're saying these things, which are clearly happening, which, by the way, read the science for yourself. The study's right here. It's clear. And they're saying they may lead to bigger problems. But they're saying fake news, though. Don't cause that, according to fact checkers. Well, the other one they say is one you know that we completely broke down to its pieces. Bacterial pneumonia. Fake news, right? Well, how about we just go back to the very first one that I showed you that Tucker Carlson discovered the other day and incorrectly reported that it was a year ago. This was a 2015 study, right? I showed you this. It's the same study he showed you, even though I've been showing you this since the beginning of 2020. British Medical Journal, a random cluster randomized trial of cloth masks compared with medical masks, right? So they basically just tried to do a study about whether they compared and found something they didn't expect. This study is the first, and as far as I can tell, the only random controlled trial of cloth masks. As it says up here, the results, the rates of all infection outcomes were the highest in cloth mask arm, with the rate of influenza-like illness, which includes COVID-19, statistically significantly higher in the cloth mask arm. The bigger point down here is that penetration through cloth masks, almost 97%. They don't work. That's droplets we're talking about, guys. Droplets. And medical mask, 44%. We're not even talking about aerosolized particulates, which is how this actually spreads when you actually look at the scientific research. Even droplets, almost 50% of the time through the medical mask. Not surgical, medical mask, which is what you would buy at the Walgreens. But nonetheless, they don't work the way they're telling you they do. And the big point, they're not statistically significant. They're not statistically significant against what we're talking about, according to all the research, including the random controlled trials. But the main point is the bacterial issue here. Now it says, it's the only random controlled trial of cloth masks, and the results caution against their use, despite the fact that the vast majority of people in this country are using cloth masks at the direct instruction of the CDC. Because they started out saying, use cloth masks. That's what everybody should use, and they're still doing that now. It says, this is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety, apparently not to the CDC. Moisture retention, which we keep telling you, reuse of cloth masks, which we keep telling you, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Right. Okay. So that's basic, very clear. And yet they're telling you, no, you can't get an infection. That's just not possible. You can't get bacterial pneumonia from that. Well, that's literally what the random controlled trial for the British Medical Journal found. Further research is needed to inform widespread use of cloth masks globally, except they did that anyway without further research. However, as a precautionary measure, cloth masks should not be recommended. Isn't that weird? Particularly in high-risk situations. Who cares? Do it anyway. Maybe because they want people to get sick. That's my opinion. Okay, but you can clearly see the scientific research. And again, as I always point out, this is not like one piece that I'm hiding the rest of it. This is, as far as I can tell, the only random controlled trial that looks into what the vast majority of people are wearing and whether or not it can cause infections, which bacterial pneumonia is one. So they're ignoring it. I'm showing you all the research around this topic in regard to this specific topic. And they say fake news. Well, let's keep going. Here's one that you remember. I showed you this right in the beginning. This is during the beginning of this, May 2020, from the CDC. Weird, right? Then what they tried, everything changed once we decided to look at it a different way, right? In the middle of this, they showed you everything they had. This should have been the end of this discussion because somebody said, well, we don't like what that says. We're going to make something different and point to that. So 14 random controlled trials, decades of research suddenly gets pushed aside because of a model done by the lab. That's what happened. Now, 14 random controlled trials. The main point is, as I keep showing you over and over and over, May 20th, 2020, with multiple random controlled trials, there is limited evidence for their effectiveness in regard to specifically face masks. Limited evidence for their effectiveness in preventing influenza virus transmission, which applies to any viral transmission, which is why they did this and is what it says at the top, influenza-like illness, either when worn by infected persons for source control or uninfected persons for reduced exposure. The entire narrative right there. And their systematic review found no significant effect on face masks on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. That should have been the end of the conversation. But you had this really ignorant argument that it doesn't apply because it's different. Nope. Nope. Anybody honest was very aware that they do these studies based on influenza-like illness or specific category, and they apply it. Right? Otherwise, they'd be doing a zillion trials every 30 seconds to apply to every possible disease you could possibly find. That's not how this works. And they would have told you that before, but they're lying to you now. Now, a great one that you should always be looking at is the Swiss Policy Research, because they continue to update this every month. Are face masks effective? The evidence. And I agree. This is one of the best places to find all of it. Updated July 2021. Now they even have a great breakdown here they didn't have before, telling you what's in the different categories. A, published studies. B, real world evidence. On and on and on. The bottom line is, this backs up everything we've been saying from the very beginning. They've been on this almost as long. I remember when Swiss Policy Research first put this out, July 2020, right? And they've just been on it ever since. Good job. It's been a year now. Now, of course, they'll tell you, so far, most studies found little to no evidence for the effectiveness of face masks in the general population. Neither is personal protective equipment, nor is source control. And they list a lot of them. The CDC, the Danish Random Controlled Trial, European CDC, Oxford Medicine, Cochrane Review. These are like the biggest places. And yet somehow this continues. New England Journal of Medicine, British Medical Open, on and on and on. Right? Of course, then it shows you that the implementation of these mask mandates almost always was followed by an increase. Almost just like the vaccine administration. Isn't that interesting? But it goes on to tell you a lot of very powerful information. The reality of very important doctors telling you this is obviously ridiculous, that they simply do not work, on and on and on and on. But listen to Twitter, because Twitter just states with no backup information that you're totally good to go. No danger here whatsoever. And you'll find in that research that clearly shows you what I'm going to show you next, which was a specific small study, but it's backed up by the bulk of the research from before, which I just showed you. A group of parents sent their kids' face masks to a lab for analysis. And you can look at the data and you can look at the lab for yourself. Here is what they found. Here is the lab research, the actual lab report. You can read it all top to bottom. You can confirm it for yourself. It found, guess what? Dangerous pathogens. As I said, as I've shown you this before. Where was the main point here? Analysis detected the following 11 dangerous pathogens. So here's the point. It's 6 face masks to a lab, requested an analysis of contaminants found on the face mask they'd been worn. The results found that 5 face masks contaminated with bacteria, parasites, and fungi included 3 with dangerous pathogenic and pneumonia-causing bacteria. So apparently, fake news, right? This is what we call dangerous medical misinformation. Right now, Twitter and the CDC are spreading dangerous medical conspiracy theories. Right? I'm playing their game, you see, because that's what they're doing. That's exactly what's happening. They're lying to you. They're telling you to wear something that can 100%, not meaning all the time, but 100% can cause hypoxia, bacterial pneumonia, based on the scientific research they're pretending isn't there. This video is going to get censored by YouTube, despite the fact that I'm literally showing you the science that backs up what I'm saying. You're pathetic, YouTube, and we all know that. Now, this is an important one you should read through. Now, bottom line is, I didn't highlight it. They sent in these masks. They sent in a t-shirt and another unused mask, both completely out of the package for controls, tested alongside of them. The masks were worn by children for the day and then put in the thing and sent to them immediately. They did a really good job on this, and the lab said the same thing. The point is, they found this information. So you can pretend, yeah, it's only a few masks and it's ignore, but this is important, guys. 83% were contaminated. 50% with pathogens, 33% with bacteria, antibiotic resistant strains, pneumonia, meningitis. Guys, these things are cesspools of infection, exactly like the only random controlled trial found. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks increases your risk of infection. Exactly. How can we keep calling this conspiracy theory? It's ridiculous. As always, the research that I've done will show you, and it's better than looking at my other articles to look at the actual research or the science. But the point is that I've done this. I did entire shows on this, how this works, how it causes bacterial pneumonia. You can look it all up for yourself. All the links will be there, as always. But regardless of that, I wanted to keep going forward on this. Now that's the next part of this. Of course, the other part they say is, guess what? Masks are effective against COVID-19 and at reducing transmission, according to the CDC and fact checkers. Except that's also not true, right? We know that's not true based on the science. And that was actually, so I just jumped the, the point was, that's what this was supposed to show you. This is obviously showing you very clearly that that's not accurate. There is no evidence that's actually the case based on the CDC's own findings evaluating 14 random controlled trials. which is supposed to be the point. But they tell you they work because we didn't care about that. And we let fact checkers look at a lab study we did during this and say that's enough. But the point is, then here we go again. LA Public Health Department reinstates indoor mask mandates, regardless of vaccination status, because of the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. We told you this was coming. Even for the vaccinated, right? Everybody flips on its ear. Everyone's all upset. Of course, the point is, they will want to ultimately reward people going along with the agenda, in my opinion, and create restrictions for those that don't, because that seems to be leading in the obvious place. So that's why I think this happened. This is today. Breaking: U.S. health officials say vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks. Isn't that confusing? Right? So here's LA going, yes, you do, everybody. And then you got the U.S. government saying, no, you don't. Just like every other step of this entire fiasco. It's constantly misinformation. It's constantly double speak, because I just think they want people to get confused and just follow direction, even if it's confusing. But now they're saying they don't. But you know why that doesn't make sense? Because the injection doesn't do anything except hurt people, in my opinion. It's very obvious. Well, that's going to be the one that censors us right there. The point is, the scientific research around this, even from the most recent one from Israeli government, clearly shows you that this is not stopping it. There was 88 people that just got sick from, that all were vaccinated, that came from a person who was vaccinated, who caught it from a person who was vaccinated. We just showed you this the last show. There's no way you have a train like that, one to the next, to 88 people, all of them vaccinated, if this is working. That's crazy ridiculous. So you're going to, I mean, the point is, you're going to say you can do this, but they can't. That's only about applying. This is getting this in these people's arms at all costs, in my opinion, because there's nothing really stopping. They're going to keep saying variant and Delta and spread and dangerous and breakthrough, regardless of what you do. They just need to get this in your arm at all costs. So now they're trying to coerce you by saying, well, these people can do this, but you can't. You have to stay in the corner with a mask on, distancing for the rest of your life until you take this experimental, unapproved injection. The changes come after a growing national vaccination campaign in which children as young as 12 are eligible to get shots. You know, 12 years old, despite a 0% chance of dying from this, affected by this. Oh, but then it goes the other way too. Now, oh, wait a minute though. WHO says you still have to. So LA says you have to do it. The U.S. government comes out and says, no, 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 you're good because you have injection. WHO says, no, 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 you have to because you've been back. This is so silly. What happened to don't challenge the WHO? That just kind of get thrown to the side. That only applies to us, right? The government, who cares what the WHO says? We're going to do what we want. But if we don't like what you're saying, we're going to say you can't challenge them, right? Shouldn't the government and AP and CNN all get that censored because they're challenging it? Yeah, of course not. It's just like Alison Morrow pointed out. They're allowed to challenge. They can do whatever they want because it's not about anything other than controlling us. That's always what it's been about. The WHO is telling everybody to do this, but no matter what, I honestly think that the mask, forced masking, is a huge part of this agenda. Not only does it keep people thinking they're in danger psychologically, it is literally fueling the illusion. It's creating illness that's being called COVID-19. This is an obvious part of this from the very beginning. I think that's what's happening. But, oh, guess what? The stricter rules back in California, right? So we did it first. Then they said, no, you don't. So they slowed it down. Then they had an outbreak and they put it back. I'm not even making this up. This is yesterday. They said we do it. Then they came out and said we don't have to. Then they did it again because of an outbreak. Stricter mask rules back at California Capitol after an outbreak. Right? I think they just want you to. It's all over the map. They just want you to be like, oh, mask today. Okay, mask today. Oh, we're locking down today. Okay, I'm locking down today. They don't want you to even ask about why anymore. Oh, it's lockdown time. Okay, lockdown mask time. It is mindless acquiescence. That's what this is. They're creating that in some people like this. This is scary. This is the kind of brainwashing social engineering where this person thinks that that's what she should look like now. I can't go without my mask because I don't feel good without my mask. These people have been broken. Informed consent reports. See, this is exactly what it was. What he was concerned about, where the science has not been explained to these people as if they need to be spoon fed information. And they're using these increasingly dangerous items constantly, creating a plethora of long-term issues. Thank you for tagging me. That's right. Absolutely right. I just showed you. Yet she is going to choose to wear this, increasing her risk of infection, causing horribly bad breath, which all the dentists around the world can tell you right now, creating oral thrush, periodontal disease, you know, a gum disease, which is really dangerous. One of the leading causes leading to heart disease, which leads to death. Systemic inflammation, on and on and on, which of course this very, very clearly leads to bacterial pneumonia based on all the things I just listed. Increased infection, which creates staphylococcus bacteria in your mouth, the drying your dries your mouth out by wearing the mask, which allows you to pull that streptococcus back into your lungs, which is what leads to bacterial pneumonia. It's a no-brainer, guys. It's a no-brainer. I haven't played this clip in a while. I might as well show you again since it's been a while since we talked to or shared something from James Lyons Wilder. I have an interesting theory, and really it's based on the facts and the science, that there is an issue happening, especially with the season in regard to the masking and bacterial buildup that is causing bacterial pneumonia. And I mean, it seems like a basic conclusion to come to, but it's big conspiracy theory today to even make such a claim. But I find if you have thoughts, go ahead.
Well, not my thoughts. They're the thoughts of Jim Meehan. I interviewed him on my podcast on Breaking Science. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jim Meehan, MD, he said, if you mask all day long and you mask these kids all day long, they're going to get bacterial infections. Adults are going to get bacterial pneumonia. It's a given in medicine that that's going to happen.
Oops, don't load the end part. It's a given. I mean, this is the incredible part, that it's so obvious to experts who are honest, yet it gets dismissed. Now, I'm not even going to play what she's saying. It's just the point is she's just like, oh, it's so much. I like my eyes and my face and the mask makes me look so good. I'm going to wear a mask forever. That's what it is. I'm like a cute little spy, right? It's crazy how these people have been. And you know what's done this? Not the fact that everyone's wearing it. It's the social engineering. It's the ads and the new TV shows and the new makeup ads and all the stuff they're throwing at them. It's convinced them that this is cool and new and trendy. It's the school books for 3-year-olds showing people with masks and why it's a good thing to do. They're brainwashing people. And as Children's Health Defense points out rightly, California is still masking children despite proven physical and psychological danger. Now, read this for yourself. We've gone over the vast majority, but there's a lot of links in here pointing to a lot more information showing you exactly what we're talking about. Changing increased hypoxia, microbial child. This is exactly the problem, and they don't care. The worst part about this, guys, I promise you at some level, they know this. They, whoever, a person, someone at some level, Fauci, I guarantee they know this information. They don't care. Now, also from informed consent, forcing masks on children for other things that were never a problem, right? So it says, listening to Ontario's new medical chief medical officer of health, Dr. Moore, on a safe return to class. He's saying, well, returning to class, masking kids will need to continue to keep kids safe from what virus now? This is Roman Baber pointing this out. It's another installment. Now, they're basically saying going forward, right? It's not because COVID, it's just masks. We have to have them wear masks because kids are in danger, right? Now, suddenly, any viral threat, you're always in danger. They have altered the perception of what we're actually dealing with.
Respiratory, I would like us to review cohorting, size of classrooms, and have children back into the classes as safely and as effectively as possible. And those plans should be public, probably in 2 to 3 weeks.
And what about masks? Dr. Moore suggests they may still be a requirement in classrooms to limit the spread of other viruses for now.
Other viruses. How does that even make sense? I mean, that is irrational. We've just moved the goalposts. Now we have to wear masks because you can get the flu. Oh, we can't just let kids get the flu. This is what they're doing, and it's what we've been trying to tell you the whole time, guys. I've really kind of honed in on this, you know, Rockefeller-Carnegie discussion from Western medicine, right? The idea of the Flexner Report, the American Medical Association, and how they drove the medical direction into the petrochemical drug direction, right? And that's where we are today. Well, I mean, I forget exactly what was that like 100+ years ago. The point is today it's the same thing. They're doing the same thing. And in fact, shocker, it's the Rockefellers and the Carnegies with a lot of other people as well. The point is they're grabbing the reins and they're driving us into a direction that they've already predetermined. This is not based on actual science, guys. I mean, it's alarming how obvious that is. And here's the WHO telling you, or a member of the WHO telling you, well, you can't just burn all your masks and hug everybody after Freedom Day, which probably won't happen. I can promise you that. Dr. David Nabarro tells the person interviewing with him that they are here to stay for the long term. Right? That's a shocker, right? Despite the fact that we're having this wishy-washy thing happen in the United States, they've already shown you that a lot of these people that were already wearing them, or like that girl, are so warped that they're probably going to wear them anyway. But over here in the UK, they're saying you probably need to wear it forever. This is alarming based on the fact that they do not have an effect on what they're actually telling you they're used for. And on top of that, it's harming you in a lot of different ways, psychologically and health and physically. Well, guess what? Just like I keep telling you, it's not going to go away. If you have things like this happening, it's not going to go away. If you have entire companies, I said this from the very beginning when they first started this. If you have entire companies like redirecting their entire resource and revenue stream into a mask direction, or people like Louis Vuitton making masks, which if you understand the fact that the process they go through to make it, like they wouldn't spend the time and the money and the marketing and the effort to do this if it was going to disappear tomorrow. Here's the World Economic Forum saying, well, guess what? Now you've got masks that can test you for COVID-19. They have sensors built into them, into the cloth, even send results to your smartphone, but guess what? Means they also send them somewhere else. The future of masks? Yeah, because the future of masks will disappear when this goes away, right? Clearly not. Oh, great. It's as accurate as a PCR test, so it doesn't work at all? That's fantastic. Well, you know what's great about this? Is I'm sure it also tracks your GPS location, and what you're saying and what your pulse and, all for your protection though, just as Israeli government has told you. It's all for your protection, right? We want to microchip all the kids because we got to keep you safe. It's not a joke, by the way. That was literally what was stated by Netanyahu. We should admit, and all the people flipped out, of course, but he said it, even though that's fake news. If you tell me nobody's ever said that ever, except he literally said it on the record. This is absurd. Why would you need to test everybody constantly all the time if you want to keep the illusion of the narrative going? Remember what happened in the beginning? The overtesting based on false positive? Yep, exactly. So let's make that a constant, never-ending test that's always there, just until we can get those boxes in every corner that will tell you that you're sick by city, right? Then we'll mask and go, because we got you locked down in your censored cities, in your smart cities. They're going to say, oh, you're all sick today. Lockdown. Right, we already showed you those are being installed on buses in different places that can sense in the air. It's a DARPA project. We've already shown you this. This is the future. It's not going away. Which, by the way, note right there that they're only barely putting it in the nostril. Isn't that funny? What happened to jamming it back to the blood-brain barrier? I wonder why that's no longer necessary, despite being the exact same test. I wonder what else was happening in the beginning. Harvard, great. Oh, great, a new kind of biosensor technology. I wonder if it involves nanotechnology. Looks like it does. So I guess, you could may argue that this is sensing genetic material. That's interesting as well. Of course they do. Yeah, the thing we want you to use, of course, it works great. This is your future. Oh, this one too, right? Because this is totally not a new future for everybody that's going to be wearing masks. All not happening, right? These companies didn't invest millions of dollars in marketing campaigns for something that was going to leave tomorrow. Air ring mask provides purified air directly to your face. Yeah, because it's not like these particles can slip right around and flow with the air right into your face or anything like that at all. This is utterly ridiculous. But it's not about logic. It's about keeping you thinking that you need purified air because we're all in danger. Because this is sort of a quasi-step in between COVID-19 and climate change, right? That's what this is. Well, you're going to need this weird direct purified air mask because we're all going to die from climate change. And it's going to be the same exact restrictions for COVID-19. That's not a coincidence at all. Totally. This is where they're going. And there's 100 of these guys. You could find this everywhere. Oh, and if you think they care about the children they're forcing these on, on their faces and hurting them constantly, like that 7-year-old that had a 25,000 part per million carbon dioxide breathing in for 270 minutes a day, totally healthy, right? Well, guess what? According to The Independent, school wins legal battle to electric shock children to correct behavior. They win a legal battle. This school fought to be able to electrically shock these children. And guess what? These are children with disabilities, too, to control their behavior. And they won because we care about the kids, right? This is sickening to me. A federal court of appeals ruled on Tuesday that a Massachusetts school for children with disabilities can continue administering electric shocks to its students. Great. Clearly they care about the kids, right? This is just one small example of the hypocrisy of all of it. Because even the Daily Mail is willing to tell you children face just a 1 in 500,000 risk of dying from COVID. I can promise you it's less than that. Studies show amid growing row over whether youngsters should be given vaccines. How is that even a conversation? What do you mean growing row? They're not at risk. They're not spreading this. All the scientific research shows us this, and yet they're going, should we? We're in a debate about whether this is the right thing. This is stupid. There's no debate. It's a debate about what you want to accomplish versus the actual research and the science. The people that are debating about what they want to accomplish are the very people saying, trust the science. We're the ones over here actually showing you the science that shows you that they're crazy. Do you not realize how backwardly ridiculous that is? This is crazy. They're trying to inject these children with something that they don't need. And yes, you can see we're crossing over into the injection part of this, but using the child as the segue, the child is being abused. They're not at risk, guys. It's despite the fact that they're still trying to drive that in at all costs, right? Here's them telling you they're not at risk. They're simply not at risk. But then they go, oh my gosh, will COVID become a disease of the young? Yesterday, they said this. A growing share of infections among unvaccinated, meaning cases based on PCR tests that are obviously high with false positives. A growing share of infections among unvaccinated youth, you are still using a 40 cycle threshold despite using 28 on the breakthrough side, in countries with high vaccination rates is putting the spotlight on the role of young people in the pandemic. Great, great. So you inject a lot of people and then change the cycle threshold on those people so you stop reporting that they're having problems. Then you focus back on the ones left without it. And oddly weird, you make the child look like they're happening more. Like, you just realize how dumb that is. Let's say there's zero cases for kids actually. But PCR is saying there's a lot of them, or just saying some. Say there's 100. And you all of a sudden take a huge portion of the population out of that factoring. Suddenly, doesn't that same amount look like a lot more percentage-wise? Yes, it does. This is a game they're playing. Oh my God, these kids are suddenly at more risk. No, they're not. It's the same risk based on the same statistics that are being stated by the CDC that we verified through other clear studies. And all you're doing is going, now the kids are the only ones left and they're in higher danger risk. This is so dishonest. They're trying to get kids injected at such a dangerous, like, this is so alarming to me how aggressive they're focusing on people that don't need it. I don't understand why people can't see why how alarming that is. Here, they're stepping into emergency authorization for 5 to 11-year-olds. Pfizer is planning to request emergency authorization. So we're talking about Pfizer discussing that they want. I think I moved this, actually. Oh, it was right here. So here we are planning to request emergency authorization on July 7th, right? We're going to ask. Well, the point I was trying to make there, I mixed myself up because I thought I had another article over here. The point is, this went from them saying we are considering emergency authorization for something that's currently being studied to the next day saying we're filing for emergency authorization. Right. So they're in the middle of a study. And they're already, how are you even filing for emergency authorization while it's currently being tested? Do you not see how flimsy? It shows you that it's not actually based on anything other than the agenda. Secondly, how are we emergency authorizing something when you haven't even approved the first one, right? Think about how alarmingly irresponsible that is. So we have something that comes out. They emergency authorize it because they claim you're in danger, even though we've shown very clearly that's not really the case anymore. But they don't care about that part of it. Now that they've got the emergency authorization, the point is they're supposed to then verify that it is safe. Despite the fact they keep screaming it's safe and effective, they haven't yet proved it. So when they then jump over to emergency authorize it for 12 to 15-year-olds, that right there was a very serious act. How are you jumping from emergency authorization to emergency authorization? You haven't yet proven that it is in fact safe from the very first moment, based on the actual definitions from the FDA about what these things mean. So here we are, as Pfizer is literally requesting for five-year-olds to take this injection when they don't need it, and how much you want to bet they're going to get it approved. And I say approved in this context, in the real sense of the word, that FDA is going to give that to them. I shouldn't have used that just because, as I said that. This is, but we're talking about an emergency authorization, and they're going to get that given to them. I mean, that's definitely what I think is going to happen. Or, as we get to it later in the show, they're going to be forced to approve it, which the media seems to be hell-bent on doing, despite the evidence. But here's also the Wall Street Journal telling you, in children, risk of COVID death or serious illness remains extremely low. In fact, if they were really being honest with you, they'd tell you it's basically non-existent. It's 0%, according to the CDC. It's posted on their website. But here we are telling you we're going to give it to them. Oops. Right? So we're gonna push this on kids, despite even the mainstream now telling you they're not in danger. Well, the other point was, even the emergency authorization is one thing. I can't even believe we're continuing to authorize and emergency authorize more injections, despite the fact that we're still dealing with this. But Moderna has actually started human trials of an mRNA flu shot. Right. The same technology that has yet to even be proven, despite that they keep screaming that it's been proven. It hasn't been. It hasn't even been licensed or approved. It's emergency authorized, experimental, according to their own documentation. And yet they're already starting to test mRNA that hasn't been approved on flu shots and on people. Is anybody questioning? Has anybody even? It's so obvious to me that this was always the plan. Put it that way. It's going to step. I mean, like I just showed you, they've got 14 other things in the pipe already with mRNA, nanotechnology-based research, regardless of whether this has been fleshed out, because this was always the plan. As our research up until now has shown you repeatedly, the documents from 20 years ago telling you this was going to, this is what they were going to do. This is so irresponsible. They don't care. As Patrick Henderson points out, 163 children accidentally injected with experimental COVID vaccine in Australia. Right? We just talked about this in the last show. Oops, we accidentally gave all these children shots. Our bad. All these eight-year-olds, we didn't realize they were in it. You mean you didn't check? You didn't care. Exactly. Or how about the fact that, oh, we gave all these hundreds of people, 200 people got saline accidentally. Whoops. 200 people. It's not even possible. There's no way you could do that in a row without realizing that you weren't using. I mean, they are lying to us. We're being tested on. 163 children accidentally injected. This is so crazy. And the minister's response? So what? Move on.
What I find more embarrassing, James, is you would make that sort of question accusation against frontline health staff who work their butts off.
Oh, okay. So it's insulting for him to make an accusation that's very, very verifiable and true. It's insulting for him to make an accusation that is true about these health workers because they work their butts off. Yeah, that's not an obvious propaganda sidestep. They're heroes, don't you know? You can't accuse them of things they did. Right. They're only heroes until they challenge the narrative and then we don't talk about it anymore, right? How sickening. Here's the Teletubbies. Hey, guess what? We're all vaxxed just in time for a tubby hot summer, right? Because we want these young little children to think it's cool to get vaccinated with something that's dangerous for them, right? Good times. As somebody points out, interesting to note that they have a future date posted on their vaccine card, or it could be, maybe I don't understand these cards. Maybe it could be that's when they're supposed to come back. I don't know. This is gross. Free ice cream. Don't ask your parents. Who cares? Manipulating them with their favorite show. I mean, this is sickening to me. But it's not just for children. They are applying this in a way that I've never seen before that should scare the bejesus out of you. Like, I mean, it goes back, like, it's kind of a joke. Where are we seeing today? Like, you know, Reagan's old thing that the scariest thing for Americans is hearing, I'm the government, I'm here to help. Remember that? When that used to be the thing. Now it's literally what they're saying. We're the government, we're here to help. It's like, oh, weird. This is exactly what they were trying to achieve. You don't have control over the situation. You don't have rights anymore. They're doing what they want because Americans are passively allowing this right now. Even though I actually believe that we are the majority, it's time to stand up. Here's Adweek telling you, or specifically Heineken telling you, the night belongs to the vaccinated. Oh, really? You mean those same people that are still able to spread and catch the same thing that we all, like, this is stupid. But all they're trying to do is say, oh, go out and, you know, you're only allowed to live your life if you have this dangerous injection that doesn't stop the thing that you're trying to stop. It is insane. Time to join them, right? I mean, it's just, it's, this is alarming. And not just because, like, again, if this was all like right in the beginning of it, you know, it's still weird, but this is at a time when every American has had the opportunity to take this thing. Every single one of them. They know who you are. They know you've said no, and they don't care. As I said, no was never an option. So they're just going to keep trying to manipulate and coerce you and you know, stop you from getting on the bus and stop you from grocery shopping and stop you from going to a concert and stopping you from seeing your family. And they're going to keep doing everything they can and pretending like it's always your choice. It's scary. This is scary. It says the old are young again, right? Because there's all the old people got the injections. I mean, I even just saw Rand Paul claim that, of course, these are safe for people that are, right? He's part, I mean, whether he's blinded by it or part of whatever, he's also saying that, you know, it's safe for of people with, you know, certain, of course, the children who are not in danger. That's one thing. But I wouldn't even argue this is safe for elderly people. It's obviously not. There are clearly problems happening here. My opinion, based on the data. Heineken shows what vaccinated people get up to at night, right? And you can see this is their actual video. It says it right there. The night belongs to the vaccinated. It's crazy. And if you thought for one second that they weren't openly tracking you, well, guess what? They just admitted it. HHS, which, by the way, was what Whitney and I told you. Health and Human Services. Moncef Salawi talked about this as well in regard to the campaign. This is pharmacovigilance. They're watching everybody and therefore know who hasn't gotten it because they're monitoring everybody who's gotten it. That's a fact. It's been discussed using Oracle and these different discussions. This is right in the beginning for 2 years. And here is HHS, the head of Health and Human Services, on yesterday telling The Hill or The Hill reporting. He says, quote, absolutely the government's business to know people's vaccination status. Right. So now they're telling you it is their business to know whether you've gotten this medical injection. This should be scary because this is an alarming jump in a direction that they used to say was completely conspiracy theory. Just like everything else, by the way. Now, Pfizer is telling you exactly what we kept telling you was going to happen and got censored for. Pfizer says it's developing a third COVID-19 vaccine dose to further boost immunity. And here's where we get into the expected part of natural immunity, because this is ridiculous. To fend off variants, right? So regardless of what you think is happening, or variants, whatever else, they're telling you that we're going to need more injections here because you're going to need a boost because it's not going to last for you, which I'll show you and all the rest of them as well. This is July 8th. Now, why would you need something that doesn't last forever? Why would you need something you need a booster shot every year when you have something that lasts forever, according to their own research? Right? Not saying unnecessarily, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's their narrative coming from the NIH, coming from the main places telling you, not that you should trust them, that it already is there. And on top of that, the scientific research shows you that people, by and large, most of this country already have natural immunity. So if you have natural immunity, why would you need this thing that doesn't last forever when it does on the other side of it? Pfizer and BioNTech plan to file for emergency use authorization. Making sure I miss anything. For COVID vaccines or injections. July 9th. Now, it's interesting. Here's Pfizer or Associated Press. Pfizer to seek okay. I find that ridiculous. For third vaccine dose. But your shot still protect, though. Why even include that? That's not a quote. Like, that is utterly unnecessary. That is an opinion jammed in after a semicolon after the title. But they still protect. Right? Like if that was a statement from one of the people, that should be in quotes. No, that's just them telling you that. We don't know that. And they don't. In fact, that's why the booster is there. They don't protect because it's not working. Pfizer is about to seek U.S. authorization, not emergency. Of course, they even leave that out for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, saying Thursday that another shot within 12 months could dramatically boost immunity. Well, that's just a flat out misrepresentation of why they're actually doing that. They're not doing this just to boost what you already have. No, they're doing it because they're already telling you that your so-called immunity is either not there or already waning. But of course, the Associated Press completely misrepresents the situation. And CNN, shockingly enough, actually said the right thing first. Pfizer sees waning immunity after COVID-19 vaccine. Oops. Says they're developing a booster. So they're developing a booster because their research, as we've already shown you, is showing you that this lasts, it's for 6 months at the best. That's what we're already seeing. Now, here's what's funny to me. Oh, here, there was a part here. Oh, well, first I'll show you this. There's a couple examples of it today where they're getting caught altering what they're doing. CBS just did it, even though they did add a thing at the bottom. Good for them, even though nobody else does that. Here's CNN. Here's their article. Guess what? Here it is now. Oh, guess what? Pfizer says time for a booster. Wait, what? Okay, so first of all, it says the immunity is waning. So the vaccine's not working. So developing something else. Oh, but now it just says get a booster. But of course they add this. They say not so fast. But it totally changes the sentiment of the article entirely. And guess what? They actually change like half the article. But guess what they don't do? Add anything. There's not an asterisk. There's nothing. Nobody would know that they literally altered half this article, changed the title. That is not journalistically sound. That is dishonest. Everybody knows that if you alter something that you posted already, you need to put something that says, here's what we changed and why. But they don't care about journalism anymore. They're propagandists. So just like Times of Israel, they do that constantly, altering everything and updating. But my point is, the reality is that they're waning. These are not working, and therefore they're putting a booster out. That's the only reason you would need one. So first of all, what it says here that they removed, Israel's health ministry said in a statement earlier this week that it had seen efficacy of Pfizer's vaccine drop more than 90%. Oh, from more than 90%. That's what I was going to say. That's not what I remember. From about 64%, which is what we reported. Isn't it odd that the media didn't report that? So it's not 94%, it's 64%. The company said booster doses of its vaccine developed with biotech produces levels of neutralizing antibodies that are 5 to 10 times higher than what's produced after two doses. Now, let me make sure you hear what that just said. And also note that removed this from the second article. Interesting. Now, here's what it says again. The company said the booster dose, right? So they're making a single shot to be a booster after your two doses, produces levels of neutralizing antibodies that are 5 to 10 times higher than what's produced after your two doses that you've already gotten. Great, great. So we're jamming this thing in people's arms twice, and yet we just kind of fast-tracked into like a month or whatever. It's not very long at all. A booster that's somehow 10 times stronger with just one shot. Why doesn't they just use that one? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. And by the way, I don't trust that at all. Because remember, Pfizer is the one that's been caught lying more times than I can count. Billions and billions of dollars paid out in crimes for lying about severe adverse events, lying about what they're selling people, on and on and on. I've shown you the tracker 10 times over. So I don't believe that at all. But I find it very telling that, one, they say that and tell you that the booster is better than everything else, and that they delete that in their updated version, which says something. But here's what they add. Pfizer said it would soon publish data about a third dose of vaccine and submit it to the FDA, the European Medicines Agency, and other regulators. The company specified it would seek FDA emergency authorization for the booster. So now we need to authorize a booster of the same thing that we have yet to even approve. When people look back on this, unless these people take over and readjust history like they always do, which is certainly possible. If we're actually able to come clean of free of this whole mania and look back, it's going to be so embarrassing because of these are the very people that are supposed to be the ones we trust with everything that are asked. I mean, that's what people like James Lyon, a lot of the doctors we've spoken to, are pointing at and going, look, these people just threw everything to the wind. All that conviction about the things about testing, all of it just got thrown to the side for the agenda. The idea that we are supposed to just emergency authorize, that's crazy. And we'll look back on it and realize that it was crazy and that they just went from approving drugs to just jamming things that aren't tested down your throat because they say they need them based on risks that aren't there. It's scary. Now, they're going to specify a emergency authorization for this, and that is based off the emergency that's not currently there based on the very metrics they use to claim it is. And I'll focus on that as the days get closer to the 14th. But in an unusual move, it says two top federal agencies said Americans don't need boosters yet. And said it was not up to the companies alone to decide when they might be needed. Now, my opinion, that's just fake pushback. We'll see. I don't buy it for a second. I think all they're going to do is make it look like we're doing our due diligence and you're, hey, whoa, not yet. But how much you want to bet that booster comes out just like they planned? How much you want to bet that booster comes out exactly on the date they're talking about? Despite the FDA saying, whoa, 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 we're not ready for that. We'll see. Clearly, this is happening. They're already making it. They're already testing it on humans, right? Like, make sure we're aware of that. Like, this is already happening. They're testing on humans. Where was it? Oh, well, I mean, I just showed you. The point is, they're already testing this. They're already researching this. So why are we going to pretend like it wouldn't be used based on everything else they've already done? Well, we'll just wait and see. But just make note of how aggressively they're constantly editing and changing what they're showing you, especially when they say something that they're not supposed to say. So dishonest. Well, here's the CDC also being very dishonest. Preparing for your COVID-19 vaccination? Well, guess what it says? This is June 24th. COVID-19 vaccines are effective at protecting you from getting sick, even after you have had COVID-19. False. Not only is that false, because it's not protecting you from getting sick, it's reducing your symptoms, but it's dangerous if you've had COVID-19. Not only is it not, well, first of all, it doesn't help you, but not only does it not help you, it's dangerous. That's a better way to say that. Now, I'll come to this back in a second, but remember, we've already talked about this. There's already been studies. Cleveland Clinical Study shows you that people who've had this, it says, do not get additional benefits, indicating the vaccines should be prioritized to individuals without it, but that's their point. But the reality is that the other research we've shown you on the shows where we talked about this extensively is that it's also showing problems, that it's actually causing things like antibody-dependent enhancement, and on and on and on. But why would you give it to somebody if it doesn't, based on the research, give them any more benefit? Because there's something else going on here. But they're happy to jam that down your throat and say, no, you're good. It's best for you. It's safe for you. Whatever you want to hear, right? You want to hear it makes you fly? It makes you fly. You're good. Take it. That's what's happening. They're lying to you. But going forward, get vaccinated regardless of whether you've had COVID-19. Again, not only saying just get, they're saying that you should. Even though you've gotten it, get it again, despite the evidence, despite what it shows you. Where was I? Here we go. Get a COVID-19 vaccine or other vaccines at the same visit. Now, you remember this point. This is the CDC telling you this. Are we supposed to pretend that they don't know what the FDA is saying about the Pfizer injection that they're supposed to follow as well? So they're telling you, come in, get this COVID injection and other vaccines at the same visit. Of course. Why wouldn't you? Get the flu, get your birth control, get everything at the same time. Same visit. Just make sure we're very clear on what it's saying. Okay? So don't forget that the FDA document as of June 25th is still very clearly telling you there is no information on the use of Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine with other vaccines. Is that scientifically sound? Are we just guessing that maybe it won't have some kind of reactivity with some of the... Yeah, they don't care. If they cared about your safety, they would say, don't come in and get other things because we haven't tested that yet. We haven't tested whether it has a conflict with other medications or other vaccines. Neither one has happened. And yet they're still putting it in people's arms, whether they're taking medications, whether they're taking other vaccines. They don't care. Which shows you this is not about safety. There's 100 points like this if you just look through their own documentation. Now, in case you want to just see it for yourself, I had my thing on there. Here's the sheet, fact sheet, recipients, caregivers, Pfizer, BioNTech, COVID-19, June 25th. I'll include this so you can look through it for yourself. But they're telling you, just come in and get everything together. Now it says, get vaccinated. They're really pushing this. They're really saying, just get it anyway. You know why? Because they're desperate to keep you injected with this thing that keeps this all going, in my opinion. Because you don't need this, especially if you've had it, which is what they're screaming at you. Now, again, remember, as always, that's within the narrative. I'm fully aware of the conversation about the isolation. I've done entire shows on this. The reality is, though, that doesn't necessarily show us the entire picture. I'm still waiting for more information on this because, look, the whole lab discussion that's continuing to rise up, more specifically the bioweapon discussion, seems to more so suggest that it could have been that this was hidden because it showed what was really happening, or that it's not in there at all, right? These are valid, possible discussions. As always, from within their narrative, which is that you're all in danger, and their science has shown that this is not, that there is a natural immunity, and yet they're ignoring that. Their own mainstream narrative, it doesn't make sense. Here's what they say. If, you know, you should get a COVID-19 vaccine regardless of whether you've already had COVID-19. That's dangerous and irresponsible. But it says that's because, and here's where they trip up. That's because experts do not yet know. I want to just make sure it's very clear that because experts do not yet know how long you are protected from getting sick again after recovering from COVID-19. This is the CDC a week ago. I mean, this is it's as of today. I mean, the point is it was June 24th, but this nothing changed since then. In fact, all the studies I'm going to show you were there as of June 24th. They're not only lying to you, they're actively keeping something very important from your view because they don't want you to think you're protected. That's my opinion. But how else do you describe what we're about to show you next? They're telling you nobody. There are experts do not yet know exactly what we're going to show. Now, here's a new one to start off. I'm going to show you all the ones we've shown you before. But for those that are new, you know, not new to the show, we'll start with the newest one. This is from June 2021. Specifically, SARS-CoV-2 elicits robust adaptive immune responses. This is just on top of everything else we've already shown you. And even more important, they add something, regardless of disease severity. So you could just get a little sniffles and you walk away with it'll show you. Protection for the rest of your life. Findings. 202 participants had SARS-CoV-2 specific antibodies with SARS-CoV-2. By the way, that's 99% of people involved had antibodies neutralizing SARS-CoV-2 and spike receptor interaction blocking observed in 193 individuals, a significant positive correlation between spike H2 blocking antibody titers and neutralization potency was observed. Further, SARS-CoV-2 specific CD8 T cells, which is also what we've talked about, responses were clear and quantifiable in 95 of 106. I mean, this is very clear on top of everything else we're showing you. And what the interesting part about this is what it says in the interpretation is, of course, what we keep telling you, that these things focus on the spike protein predominantly because that's the problem. But as it says very clearly, the viral surface spike protein was identified as the dominant target for both neutralizing antibodies, which isn't, think about this. But the way that they're already making things that are focusing on the spike protein, that should make everybody flip out. Because if like right now there are current vaccines that are being made with the point of focusing on the spike protein while currently giving you vaccines that create the spike protein. Like that has to, it's ridiculous. We've already been very, very clear that the spike protein is what's causing this based on even their mainstream scientific research. Yet we're still giving people vaccines that create or injections that create that very spike protein. And that's supposed to be something that helps you. Now it goes on to say, overall, the majority of patients had robust adaptive immune responses regardless of their disease severity. This is after having natural encounters with SARS-CoV-2. Just add it to the growing list. They're telling you. Now, it does speak to a degree on how long and so on, but it's just simply telling you that it is a serious adaptive response, a robust adaptive immune response, both T cell responses and antibodies. Okay, so what we're talking about, or that was an inaccurate way to say that, but the point being, it's not just about the fact that it's there. It's about how long it lasts and the fact that people have had this long before this even came around. I've been showing people that this is going to be another one of those things that maybe Tucker discovers in 6 months and goes, breaking news, or somebody shows you this. Hey, you had it before, and I've been screaming about it forever. This is the point, though. It's important to get this stuff out. These kind of ones need to get out there because I don't see anybody else talking about this one. A majority of uninfected adults, this was March 15th, 2021, show pre-existing antibody reactivity against SARS-CoV-2. How is that possible unless there's something else going on here, whether it's because of the cold or flu, which is other studies have pointed out that's possible, or something else. Either way, the end of the day, whether or not you're infected, they're telling you the majority of Americans already have pre-existing antibody reactivity. Then you add that to the fact that they're telling you from the NIH that lasting immunity is found after COVID-19. This is January 26th of 2021. We have Nature telling you, if you've had COVID, you probably make antibodies for a lifetime. This is May 26th, 2021. People who recover from mild COVID-19 have bone marrow cells that can churn out antibodies for decades. Are you really pretending? Are they pretending that the CDC doesn't know about this very prominent Nature study? Obviously not. They don't care. We'll probably make antibodies against the virus for the rest of their lives. Here's another one. MedPage today, May 28, 2021. Quit ignoring natural immunity. As it says, epidemiologists estimate over 160 million people worldwide have recovered from COVID-19. Okay, take that into consideration. This is back on May 28th. They're telling you their estimate, which is probably an undershoot or depending on how you look at this, that half of the population, less, but give or take half the population of the United States have already recovered, meaning that half of this population, based on their narrative, already have lasting, possibly forever, antibodies, as well as T-cell reactivity, as well as pre-existing for the uninfected. Doesn't that seem to paint a picture that everybody in this country is probably pretty safe? It does. That's why they're not talking about it. Well, they go on to say, immunity from prior infection protects many people now where vaccines are not yet available. What they're actually talking about is other places of the world. But it says earlier this month, the WHO released a scientific update stating that most people who have recovered from COVID-19 develop a strong protective immune response. Oh, you mean the WHO that we're not allowed to counter? Importantly, they surmise that within 4 weeks of infection, up to 99% of people who recover from COVID-19 develop detectable neutralizing antibodies. There it is right there for you. COVID-19 natural immunity, which, by the way, replaced the WHO page about passports. Immunity passports, which I don't think is going to go away, but May 10th, 2021, within 4 weeks following infection, 99%, right? It's all right here. So you're telling me the CDC doesn't know what the WHO said? Are they really that stupid or are they lying to you? Think for yourself. And again, this point, no point vaccinating those who've had COVID-19, according to the Cleveland Clinic studies and the other studies, by the way, we've shown in previous shows. Scientists from the Cleveland Clinic USA have recently evaluated the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines among individuals with or without a history of severe SARS-CoV-2. The study findings reveal that individuals with previous infections do not get additional benefits. Pretty ridiculous, isn't it? Why is this stuff not being talked about? Because there's an agenda that's more important than the data, indicating that COVID-19 vaccines should be prioritized to people without it, blah, 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 currently available. And you know, read it for yourself. It's unbelievable how obviously ridiculous this is. Now, before we go forward, I just want to reflect again on this, on the fact that they are screaming at you. Where was it? Oh, here we go. Back to this one. How did I lose my place all of a sudden? Oh, that's right. We're coming from here. That's right. That's why I'm glad I went back. There's one more sentence. But this is the CDC on their main page here, under vaccines, telling you point blank something that we just unequivocally showed you is false. Now, again, let's put it this way. I'm not saying just because those studies say it that it's true. I'm simply saying that there's no way they can argue that experts do not yet know how long you are protected. Clearly, all those experts just made a statement about how long you're protected from getting sick and recovering from COVID-19, even the NIH. So the CDC doesn't know what the NIH is saying, despite the fact that they work hand in glove. Telling you lasting immunity right there is Fauci or Collins, I forget who it is now, not an expert. I mean, oh, I think Collins is still there. Anyway, in any case, obviously, they're wrong. And I think it's quite an obvious thing to point out that they're deceiving you. But it says, studies have been shown that vaccination provides a strong boost. A boost. Well, that sounds like a lasting. No, it doesn't at all. In protection in people who have recovered from COVID-19. Oh, so the point was, no. And see, that's actually not true. Studies have shown. Well, no, we just showed you this, the research, and this is one of them, but I've went over a lot of this. I haven't seen, they clearly show that there is no benefit. In fact, they show negatives. Here it is, right? At the very least, here's mainstream science that shows you the opposite. So isn't that called cherry picking if you really want it to? Yes, it is. Bottom line is you're being deceived. And I think it's amazing how obvious it is today. Going to the next part. Possible side effects after getting COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19 vaccination will help protect you from getting COVID. Wait a minute. So now it says will help protect you. What did it say before? Let's go back and look. COVID-19 are effective. Okay, so now they're saying they'll protect you. So it's strange that on the same website, on just a different tab, it says something a little different. Now it says they will help protect you. So that means by definition that they won't protect you by themselves. Isn't that telling? Well, they will help protect you against COVID-19. Well, not really, in fact, but you may have some side effects, which are normal signs that your body... No, that's not true at all, in fact. Side effects are side effects. They're not supposed to happen. When they do, that's why they call them side. They're just effects. It means their drug or whatever they're putting in your body is causing that, which means that it's not working the way that it should, because if it was, it would only do what it was designed to do. Now, sure, you could argue that somebody's body could be the factor, but when you're seeing it broad, wide scale, everybody getting pain and swelling and redness, no, that is either a design or a fault. And this is what they would have told you before, but they're trying to tell you that this dangerous thing is totally okay, but no matter what happens, right? Uncontrollably shaking and vomiting for a week straight, it's okay, it's working. Which is the point. These side effects may affect your ability to do activities, but they should go away in a few days. They should. Common side effects: pain, redness, swelling, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, fever, not. Yeah, totally normal. Have you really talked to anybody out there getting this stuff? This is apparently Jimmy Dore is still struggling, right? I mean, you know what? Since I even say that, might as well play it again.
I'm still suffering from the effects of the COVID vaccine. I had the Moderna. And I had my second shot on April 17th. So now it's June, 9th today? So I have stiff neck. My stiff neck is not going away. It's sore. I still have flu-like symptoms. So meaning body aches, joint pains, and tiredness that comes in waves. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel mostly normal. But then in about an hour or two, I start feeling... you know, how you feel body aches. I start feeling it in my knees when I go up and down the stairs. My neck, always, when I wake up, my neck is always. And so now I'm working with, so by the way, I went to my primary physician. She says, yeah, I'm treating five people who have exactly like you. One of them is a neurologist. One of them is a nurse. And they were afraid to talk about their symptoms. Because they didn't want to be stigmatized and ostracized, because that's the culture we're living in now. You can't step out. Now, if I criticize Dr. Fauci, they'll call me a Trumper. So that's the world we're living in. My cardiologist, when I went in, I told him I wanted to check my heart, make sure I didn't have inflammation in my heart, which I go in tomorrow for the follow-up, find out. And, I told him about, you know, I'm being that this from the vaccine I've been having. And he just shook his head. He goes, man, I'm seeing lots of bad reactions to this vaccine. Everybody like that. That's what my cardiologist said. I then have another doctor who's on the forefront of treating people like me who are having side effects from the vaccine. Now, what is this going on? 2 months after, has not stopped. And he tells me there's thousands and thousands of people like me.
Right. If only Jimmy Dore would have me on the show, right? I mean, it's, you know, like people say in the chat, you know, I do feel bad for him because, you know, I find the choices of why not to cover these things from certain people just to be a financial business decision, right? Not everybody out there not talking about this has been some, you know, agenda to cover everything up, even though I still find it to be unsettling to see so many people ignoring one, obviously the largest, most catastrophic thing in our history. But I do feel bad because people like, I mean, I've been trying to get specifically someone like Jimmy to pay attention to what we're talking about for a long time now. I've been telling him this, been trying to reach him for a long time. You know, and it's sad. I would love to go on the show with him or anybody else and continue to wake people up about what's really happening, because he hopefully wouldn't have taken it if he would have seen or known about this from beforehand. But that is what people are seeing. I mean, and by the way, I believe he did play that on YouTube. He just didn't share it. They always delete their full mainstream and then only play clips. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't put that. It's a very important one. I do, probably because they'll censor. And that's obviously what's happening right now. But what's crazy is that everybody sees this. As he said, his doctor sees it. They all know it. They all know what's happening, and nobody is being honest about it because they see what's happening to those speaking out. Look at the doctors who have spoken out early. Their entire careers were destroyed. I always use Jensen as an example just because it's the one that's most obvious to me. I blank on the other names. I don't even know what happened to Dr. Riedel. I mean, these people probably lost everything for being honest and fighting for you. Look at Julian Assange. On that note, by the way, dang it, I keep forgetting to comment on that in the beginning. But by the way, there is a lot of people out there doing excellent work on what's happening with Julian Assange. It's a failing for me not to be covering it as much as I should be. But, you know, I recommend Slow News Day does a great job on that. You know, Taylor Hudak is covering. There's a lot of people out there covering that topic. But at the end of the day, it's so absurd to watch what just happened, where their only expert, only, you know, witness that's supposed to be pointing out that Julian Assange is a bad guy is a, first of all, pedophile. But at the end of the day, the person just recanted and said he was lying, and they still are keeping it. The point is that it's obscene to watch how they treat people that are fighting for you. As somebody, as I think Jimmy said in the past, and I've said before, in regard to Julian Assange, do you realize that every single person that was involved with showing you the truth that we all know now was the truth, every one of them has been attacked, ridiculed, arrested? Every single person, or let's put it this way, not a single person involved with the crime we know as a matter of fact took place that they were responsible for revealing to us has been investigated. Not a single person. Doesn't that show you that the government's more concerned with stopping the truth from your eye, getting reaching your eyes, than from holding criminals accountable? I mean, obviously, which needs to show you where we really are today. Now, talking about these side effects, this is the point. This is what Jimmy's dealing with. A lot of people are dealing with the long-term manipulation, this genetic altering of your body based on all the information we've seen. Now, if you still think that, one, this can't alter your body, they've already shown you all the mainstream scientific research, peer-reviewed research, that's clearly saying this. Yes. I mean, in this week in Virology, which is a super mainstream podcast, which had Anthony Fauci on, they just talked about something where the guy said, yeah, of course that can be transcribed back into your DNA. The science has already shown this. The spike protein, as well as mRNA, as well as nanoparticles themselves, can very clearly be integrated into your DNA. As it's just frustrating that we have to argue things like this that are very clear. So this is having an effect on your body. This is long-term manipulation with all sorts of different factors. But it goes on to say, if you've had a severe or immediate reaction after getting the first dose, you should not get the second dose. Now, you really believe anyone's doing that? First of all, I promise you that the doctors and nurses are so hyped up on the virtues of this thing that they'll give it to anybody, including eight-year-olds. We just saw that the other day. But on top of that, people that are getting this are so also hyped up on the virtues of this thing, as well as the fact that if they have any negative comments, they're an anti-vaxxer, that they'll go back and get it anyway. Despite the fact that the CDC is literally telling them, don't do it. Crazy. Side effects after your second shot may be more intense in bold than the ones you experienced after your first shot. Great. So they're telling you up here that you're going to be tired, have a headache, muscle pains, chills, fever, nausea, pain, redness, swelling that can last for days. Oh, downhill, it could be even worse. But that's totally normal. Get that. These side effects are normal signs that your body is building protection. That is just not true. This is dangerous, irresponsible medical misinformation. So that when that person is uncontrollably shaking or having anaphylactic shock or all sorts of other things that can be indicative of all sorts of problems like blood clots and all sorts of things, they sit there and go, oh, well, the CDC told me this is normal. But don't worry, because this is so stupid. As Denny Rancourt points out, who thinks of this toxic garbage for the mind and soul?
In America, 3 black people in America know somebody who has died from this disease.
How much you want to bet they know more people that have probably died or gotten sick from the injection?
Here's the other point that I will make. Virtually everyone who is in a hospital right now because of COVID-19 is unvaccinated.
False. It's just not true. I mean, I keep pointing this out. Nobody has proven this. Fauci's the one that rattled off 99.2, and he says about 99.2%, which is just stupid. About exactly. This is a number that's been stated. I would love to see some scientific research. How do you even prove that? How do you even prove that everyone around the country who is in the hospital at any given moment is unvaccinated? Right? I mean, sure, there's metrics and data being taken, but the reality is that there's nothing that has been shown to verify that, just like they state things about foreign policy or Iran or anything else. They just never back it up with data or facts. But here's the point.
Virtually everyone who has died from COVID-19.
That's not true. That is also just completely unverifiable, especially adding on top of it the fact that the PCR test gives you a high false positive, as we've verifiably proven on this show. So they're just throwing out, just like the UK and everyone else has told you, Anybody who dies in 28 days after will be marked down. So she knows that. They've stated it, but we'll just claim it as absolute fact because of narrative.
So the thing that I just want to remind folks of is that you have the power. Don't let anybody take your power from you. You have the power to save your life.
You have the power to get vaccinated. Right? Don't let anybody take the power to get back. Are you serious? Like anyone's confused about the fact that that's there for them. You guys have made that clear. It's literally knocking down my door right now. And that's it. But you have the power. Who's taking that away from anybody? This is a complete inversion of the reality, but that's the point. They want it to look like we, as people who are choosing not to do something that we don't want or need, are somehow taking something away from somebody else. It's propaganda. It's social engineering. And that's why Dr. Fauci's frustrated. Dr. Fauci states a big frustration about people not receiving the COVID, not receiving it. Right. This is not a joke. Here's what he said. Get over this political statement. The infectious disease expert told the vaccine hesitant. It's free. Right. Get over this political statement. Right. This political statement that's literally being shown to not be necessary for these people, where they already have immunity, where the problem, we're going to get into the problems it's causing too. But think, let's just one next point. Get over this political statement, he says. Just do it while they're currently studying for menstrual changes. Right. This is just one though. While they're currently studying for anaphylactic shock, while they're currently studying for blood clots, while they're currently investigating what is happening in your body. But just get over this little stupid political statement. It's just political. Vaccine hesitant, vaxxers. Like, this is so irresponsible. It's a political statement to stand by your constitutional rights. It's a political statement to say that you don't want a medical intervention that you don't need, nor are at risk from getting COVID-19. This is crazy. It's not a political statement. This is a fight for our lives, fight for our humanity. And no, that's not hyperbole. And of course, this ties into larger conversation for those that haven't heard. I mean, this, of course, that will sound the end of the day. That's all leading in the direction of where this is actually going that Corbis talked about, that we've talked about, where they're openly stating their direction of transhumanism, which clearly ties in with the direction of the Great Reset, of the vaccine push, of the vaccine passports, all driving in that same direction. That's a stated purpose, guys. Political statement. How insulting. You literally have people studying menstrual changes to find out if this is something that they're, the bottom line, whether you think this is true or not, if they're currently researching it, that means we don't know whether the vaccine has an impact on your fertility, because that's also what it says that they didn't study in the trials. But Fauci's just telling you don't care about that. Don't care about your petty little concerns about your fertility. Oh, your political statements. Just take the thing that we haven't properly studied, that isn't approved, that's currently experimental. This person shouldn't even be a doctor. It scares me that people like this are in these positions. Now, finally, on that same page, safety of COVID-19 vaccines. Of course, because they're safe and effective, right? Safe and effective. It's safe and effective. Everything's safe and effective. It's all safe and effective, right? That's just mantra. Just blah, 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 blah. Just constantly battering you down with this. Even though it's actually not very effective based on the current research, 64%, and it's not very safe based on all the things we're seeing, and the fact that we haven't proven either of those things definitively because it's currently emergency authorized. But facts, you know, who cares about the facts? Millions of people in the United States have received this injection. Okay, how many times do I need to point out that that is an irresponsible false? You don't just say, well, they've gotten it. Clearly it's safe because look at, they've all done it. That's like in high school. Look, they're all taking drugs. Don't you want them? They're all taking them. Didn't that used to be the opposite? Isn't it funny how when we were kids, they say, don't experiment with drugs. Don't get peer pressure. It's okay because they're doing it. Then your dad say, well, if they jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? Well, here's what they're doing. Well, they all got it. It's clearly safe. Do it too. They are the drug pushers. Isn't that funny? These people are the problem. It cracks me up. Now it goes on to say, if you are fully vaccinated, you can resume activities that you did prior to the pandemic. Well, that's not even true. There's literally half this country that's not allowing things. LA just put their mask mandates back in place. So they're just floating this concept as they always have, even though it's never actually been the case. Just go back to your life after you get the vaccine and we can go back to normal. What's sad is that some people actually believe that. And all they're continuing to think is that we would go back to normal if you would just take it too. It's because of you anti-vaxxers that we just can't. It only works when you do it. It's just, there's no logic to this stuff. Oh, don't forget, though, they're serious and rare. It's all rare anaphylaxis, rare thrombosis, rare myocarditis, pericarditis, rare anaphylaxis, rare everything. It's all rare and piled into a big rare pile that makes it look not rare at all. There's a lot of this. But it's funny how they're like, so if it's effective, at the bottom, they list off all these problems. People that are, you know, children aren't at risk, getting heart inflammation, kids dying, all this terrible stuff. Long-term side effects are unlikely, they say. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, did you catch that? How is it possible that we know that long-term, even though we haven't even gotten to long-term, is unlikely? That's the absurd part of this. That they're telling you that thing down there that we haven't even reached, it's not going to happen based on our research. The research of the long-term that we can't know because we haven't gotten there. Serious side effects that could cause long-term health problems are extremely unlikely following any vaccination, including this one. Ah, so now you see, just like everything else, let's point to something from a long time ago that's a different technology that has no real connection to what we're dealing with today, other than what we tell you it does, and say because of all those things back there were safe, that means this one is too. Except that all those back there aren't actually safe, but how you even connect that to today is just simply ridiculous. Long-term health problems, extremely unlikely, I don't agree with, but let's just say that's true. Following any vaccination, so this one's included? That is just a lie. We don't know what's going to happen after this because it hasn't properly been tested. And guess what? They admit that right here. Vaccine monitoring has historically shown, okay, so we're pointing back to other injections from past that aren't even the same technology and acting like that has any bearing on what this is. So monitoring of these has historically shown that side effects generally happen within 6 weeks of receiving the vaccine dose. Except when it's a genetically altering mRNA-based nanotechnology injection, because that's totally the same thing. For this reason, the FDA required each of the authorized COVID-19 vaccines to be studied for, oh my gosh, at least 2 months. That's a lot. 8 whole weeks of studying after the first dose. Right. So remember all those people screaming about how long-term, 10 years of this. And no, there's technology that was been researched up until this was forced in. They tried plenty of them in the past and they were horrible. They were hurting people. Dangerous, in fact. The reason they stopped them was because of an overwhelmingly high side effect. But in this case, they got the new COVID-19 direction. Then they started safety trials, which took 2 months or months in general overall. And then they did things after the fact. Which, by the way, is pretty obvious to see, seeing as how they started this in the beginning of 2021, and we clearly saw them begin to be used. And that's obvious that didn't take. How can we pretend a years of studies happened within a couple of months? It's mindless. But they're point blank telling you the FDA required each of these emergency authorized COVID-19 injections were studied for at least 2 months. Oh my gosh. Well, then you go. We're totally safe then. Millions of people, again, have received them, therefore they're safe. And guess what? This is the best part. Millions of people have received them, and no long-term side effects have been detected. You mean from the time frame that we haven't reached yet? Let's do this real quick. Definition of long-term side effects. A problem that is caused by a disease or treatment of a disease that may continue for months or years. Long-term side effects of cancer treatment include, so bottom line, months or years. So we're barely talking about months at this point. Years is what we're talking about, right? So how in the world are we going to pretend that somehow we know that there's no effects that last years, right? They're literally saying that. Millions have taken them and there's no side effects that happen years later. How could they possibly know that? How would they detect things that happen years from now? Obviously, you see how stupid that is. CDC continues to closely monitor the safety of COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, yeah? How's that? Are they using VAERS? No, they're ignoring it. So where else are they looking? Nowhere. If scientists find a connection between a safety issue and a vaccine, well, guess what? The FDA and the vaccine manufacturer. Oh, great. So Pfizer will work with the FDA toward an appropriate solution to address the specific safety concern. Oh, cool. So We're telling you there's no long-term effects, even though we can't possibly know that. But if they do occur when that long-term time frame does develop, well, then we'll work with them to develop a solution for the thing that you already are dealing with. Great. So the thing that I'm currently dealing with, it probably will last forever because that's a long-term thing. You'll tell me you now, we discovered a solution for people who may get it next, but you're screwed. You see, that's what would happen, or that they would, how do I phrase that? You wouldn't have to deal with these problems if they did this the proper way and did these things first. Or, you know, the ones that they find, seeing as how they've done it in the past and there's still effects. But the bottom line is, guys, you are being deceived by the CDC. They're flat out lying to you. Shouldn't be a shock, though. Here's the defender pointing out the number of deaths reported after COVID vaccines jump by more than 2,000 in 1 week, reports to Veyers. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that's managed jointly by the FDA and the CDC. It's an official reporting system that they all dismiss because that makes sense, right? Why would you have a system so you could say that's fake news? Because it's meant to be like that. Veyer's data released today by the CDC showed a total of 438,441 reports of adverse events from all age groups following COVID injections, including 9,048 deaths and 41,000 serious injuries between December 14th, 2020 and July 2nd, 2021. This is unbelievable. And the bottom line is, guys, as we know, according to the HHS and Harvard, this is less than 1% of the total. That's been applied to the flu and everything else. So even if half of these are all fake news because they're anti-vaxxers, it's still overwhelmingly a problem. Well past 20% of the entire system is backed up by COVID-19 reports, and they all just dismiss it. They are not even remotely capable of investigating 438,441 reports around the country. They're lying to you about investigating all of this. They're ignoring all of it. And any of the research they've done, the interviews, the woman crying in front of a panel about her daughter, telling you they won't even help her. RFK Jr. telling you that the person he interviewed about the son that died hasn't even contacted, despite him putting this in the Veyer system, because they're not following up on things like this. 20-year-old Wayne student, university pre-med student, 20-year-old, excellent health, unexpectedly dies on June 15th after the COVID-19 shot. Don't know for sure, though, right? Can't prove for sure, which is what everyone's saying. Another young man gets heart inflammation days after Pfizer. 23-year-old considers himself fit and active person with doctors now investigating, which we all know what's happening. Amazing that health officials just cannot readily accept the link, but are quick to reject ivermectin. It's incredible to me. We all see the myocarditis. Like, ask you this. How many of you even knew of or even heard about myocarditis before this started? Every day we're seeing reports, multiple reports, but all we can say is it's rare, and we don't know for sure. It's happening everywhere. It's happening to young people that are good health that don't need this thing. And yet all we can do is dismiss it. Here's a horrific story from Great Game India. 17 children dead, more than 2,000 suffering from, guess what? Multisystem inflammatory syndrome. You know, that thing they're trying to couch on COVID-19 due to what this article is claiming and their research. Specifically the COVID vaccine, which is certainly something we should consider with something that I talked about, or the mask being involved as well. The bottom line is, we last talked about this and we were showing you the FDA, the updated FDA documentation and Pfizer documentation. Remember what they added? Remember the information? Every single thing now includes MISC as a possible side effect, despite the fact that they haven't even linked this definitively to COVID-19. You know why that is alarming? Because why would this random one thing be poked into every discussion unless it was something they were trying to hide or put over onto COVID-19? Because the vaccines are causing this in people that don't need it, both adults and children. Young children are becoming victims of multisystem inflammatory syndrome due to the increase in the number of antibodies being made in the body from COVID-19 vaccines, which is causing damage to the immune system, which is attacking their organs. At least 17 children have died in Jaipur, and more than 2,000 around India are suffering from MIS caused due to excess antibodies from the COVID vaccine. Now, this is reported from, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but from India. The enemy is becoming the only medicine to save from corona. 17 children died in the last 2 months in Jaipur. And this is the same discussion. It says, due to hyperactivation of high antibodies or immune system, children are becoming victims of multisystem inflammatory syndrome. In Jaipur, in the last 2 months, 17 children died due to this disease, and more than 2,000 children are suffering from MIS in the country. Now, here's what's important. Every one of these children were injected with the COVID-19 injection. So all this talk in the mainstream media in the United States about how only unvaccinated kids are dying from COVID-19, clearly not. Clearly, they're being injected with this thing and then dying. So you can't keep couching this over to the conversation of only COVID-19 unvaccinated. They're lying or hiding the information. This is what's being reported by other reports from around the world. So factor it in, consider it, and just recognize that if kids, 17 kids, all vaccinated, all died from this exact thing, you have to consider that that's possibly what's causing it. Here's the Daily Exposé pointing out that 54% of doctors say they are aware of patients suffering severe adverse reactions, just like Jimmy Dore told you. They're just afraid to say it. Now, we already showed you part of this. We showed you this part of it, the response in the survey. And this is the first paragraph here. Of the 700 physicians responding to an internet survey by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the AAPS, nearly 60% said they were not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Which, again, I told you back then, completely challenges what they're lying, well, at least what seems to be a lie based on that little sample. It says this, and this was an internet survey was put out by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, not some little fringe, not some political outlet or whatever. So I think this has a much more weight than most of these. But it says this contrasts with the claim by the American Medical Association, the AMA, I would argue very compromised, that 96% of practicing physicians are fully vaccinated. Same thing they keep saying, right? 99% of people this, 99% all unvaccinated. Well, the data, when it's done by independent people, completely contradicts what they're saying. 700 physicians are telling nearly 60% saying they are not vaccinated. They're telling you most of them are. Now it says the AAPS survey. Oh, by the way, their 96% was only based on 300. So 700 people told you the opposite. Quite the opposite, in fact. I argue they're just only asking doctors they know have it. But it says the AAPS survey also showed that 54% of physicians responded were aware of patients suffering a significant adverse reaction. Half of them around the country. Of the unvaccinated physicians, 80% said, quote, I believe risk of shots exceeds the risk of disease. How is it? I mean, this is how you lie with information. You actually talk to people. It's interesting, the contrast. Now, the Daily Mail is also pointing out the British health chiefs are quietly admitting what we've already known for, 6 months? That vaccines may cause heart damage, right? Now, and they're just like, oh, quietly, this is painful to watch how they're admitting what we all were known and we've been reporting, that we've been censored for reporting as it trickles out, that it causes myocarditis. We all see it. Now, this is something I already reported. I reported this back in June, but it's just interesting how these stories are continually trickling out. The surgeon who operated on Camilla, who died at 18 after the vaccine, something never before seen. It's not normal. This was the one we told you about where the doctor spoke out and said every single vein thrombosis in her, every part of her brain was completely blocked and was not normal. I just seen this circulating again the other day, and it's just like, oh, it's interesting how much we've talked about that's suddenly popping up again. The parents of the 18-year-old who died said she had no disease. The chief physician said it's extremely severe thrombosis. In fact, it was all across her brain, but it says the blood could not drain and was soaking the brain. All venous sinuses were blocked by thrombosis, all of them. A scenario that he'd never seen in his many years of the profession. It says you have to imagine the venous sinus as the river in the central of a valley in which several streams converge. If a dam is built at the center of a water course, the river swells. And at that point, the tributaries are unable to discharge with the rest of the upstream pressure rises. It says, I'm not a virologist or an epidemiologist or a coroner, but in the face of the picture that he saw, the chief physician, that in the girl's head, it's clear, he said, quote, that we are dealing with something not normal. I've read you this a month ago. It's amazing how this stuff refuses to get out because of the mainstream, because of YouTube and Twitter and all of it actively censoring the truth. We also showed you this one. Hopefully this will get out too, even to some of the semi-mainstream people right now sharing some of this information. First case of post-mortem study in a patient vaccinated. Which ties to the same point, right? This is a first postmortem. This person died after being injected with COVID-19 injection. And they found, after molecular mapping, viral RNA in nearly every organ. And they didn't observe characteristic morphological features of COVID-19, meaning they're claiming that they didn't see any example that he had COVID-19. They know he got the injection. He died 4 weeks later, and they found viral RNA in almost every single organ of his body. All right, that is a huge bombshell. This is on Science Direct. No one's talking about that. We have that. We've got the doctor saying, obviously seeing the same thing. If this was on the Tucker Carlson show, this would be the biggest story of the decade, right? It's just so frustrating how this is being blocked. It's very clear that we're in danger here with this stuff. Now, just another side note here, Cheryl Atkinson also sharing something that we've talked about since the middle of 2020. Europe French researchers say they found traces of COVID-19 in November 2019. Yeah, that old story from National Cancer Institute, right? And I just simply followed up and said, yeah, been trying to call this attention to this since mid-2020. Gets 4 retweets, 15 like, right? You know, it's frustrating. The information is there, people. Are you paying attention? Don't wait for these certain people to drip things out to you. Think for yourself. Because I argue a lot of them are not doing the right thing for you. HPV vaccine side effects reports, very interestingly, that the number one, this is the USA Swimming president, well, specifically this person down here, top US swimmer Michael Andrews refusing to get the injection ahead of the Olympics. Now, what I'm willing to bet, especially with these next two, they point out as well, number one in tennis is not vaccinated and never will, according to him, and he's about to play Wimbledon final on Sunday. So think about how dumb that is, that they're willing, are they really going to tell you, sorry, you can't compete in your final because you weren't injected? They're not going to let that happen. So just like always, because of a special circumstance, they're going to break their own rules. And they're going to let this person do what they won't let anybody else do because, well, he's in the final of Wimbledon, right? We already went through this. Same thing. Here's an Olympic swimmer who's saying, hell no, I'm never going to get this thing. Now, if they stop him from doing that, that's going to be a big deal. They probably will quietly let him do whatever he wants. The bottom line is, it's not what they're telling you it is. But regardless of everything we've seen today, Trial Site News has a great article from that they just put up, which I hope you'll read. It's a great article. But I just want you to start off with the idea that we just talked about the other day. They are pushing for approval by the FDA, and the battle indeed is on right now. The article is great because he goes over a bunch of information of why you should be concerned and breaks it down in a good conversation. This is unapproved, experimental, and they're trying to force this through to be approved despite the necessary requirements for that approval, just because, well, that would make it easier to mandate. We just went over the Washington Post openly arguing that. They are going to force approval through, and it's not even a secret, right? It's all across the board. The mainstream media is openly calling for this. Calls to mount to the FDA to formally endure. Based on what? Your desire to have that be the case? This is ridiculous. They're supposed to review the evidence, make a decision, which is what they would scream at us if we were doing that. But now because they want it, it's like, who cares screw the FDA. We need this to be mandated because vaccine's good. Pfizer to seek FDA authorization for third dose. But the bottom line is you can search for this and you'll find an endless stream of articles calling for the same thing. It's time for Biden to make the case for vaccine requirements. Remember when this was fake news? And all of these very same people were laughing and shouting you down because you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. They're never going to force this on you, you tinfoil hat. Now those same people are going, this is why we need to force it on those tinfoil hats. Right? It's pathetically ridiculous. But this is what we expected. This is July 6th, 2 days after your supposed Independence Day, all about freedom that they take away from you 2 days later. Or rather, just never, you know, it's just, this is obviously where they're pushing. This is the Washington Post. So you can see, I just do this because this is what pops up in the middle, because they're paywalled, because they're failing, like all mainstream media. Oh, but it's only an opinion, Ryan, which the editor had to approve, like everything else that goes through on any mainstream outlet. So this is something they want you to see. It's time to force the case for requiring vaccines. Well, it's happening everywhere. California just literally launched their electric vaccine verification system. So how does that make sense if they're not going to require that? Of course they're going to require it. You won't be able to live your life without this requirement. This is happening everywhere. Oh, here's July 8th. The blunt truth about vaccinations, CNN says. What are they talking about? Oh, well, what do you think? It's time to impose vaccine mandates and passports. You mean those things that you guys laughed about fake news like months ago? Yes. Do they not realize how stupid that makes them look, or do they not care? It doesn't matter. This is their job as mainstream propagandists. They're getting up and now arguing for the very thing that they said was ridiculous months ago. It's crazy. They're going to force vaccines on you if they can. They're going to create the justification for passports because you're a crazy, lying anti-vaxxer. That's what this is all about. There's no, you only have two choices. You're a good vaxxer or you're an anti-vax. It doesn't matter if you love every vaccine but this injection. You're still a crazy anti-vaxxer that's putting everyone's lives at risk because you don't go along with the narrative. How do you not see that that's hollow? How do people, even people on the side of that narrative, you must see that that's a ridiculous oversimplification. But they don't care, I would argue, because they're on that side of the agenda. Prepare for mandatory COVID vaccines in September. Army tells command. It's all coming down right now. Derek Brose says this crazy woman with connections to the predator class is now openly pushing for mandatory vaccinations. Derek just did a video on this, by the way. Check out Conscious Resistance. Joining Wolf Blitzer, CNN's, increasing vaccinations is hard. I commend the Biden administration for committing to it. They won't make enough progress, though, unless they change their approach. Being vaccinated is not just about individual choice. And of course, this is the discussion. Time for Biden to make the case for vaccine requirements. France already looking at enforcing vaccines to defeat the virus. It's already coming your way. July 3rd. It was all fake news a moment ago, right? Fake news, you crazy maniacs, and now we're forcing it down your throat because you are the ones that this is aimed at. Well, it's not just forcing you to get this thing. Remember, it's also about societal manipulation, right? So here is a Tribune telling you no air travel without COVID vaccination certificate after August 1st. Already happening. Remember when that was fake news? They're never going to make you prove it. Oh, here we are. Just like we told you, just like Derek wrote about in 2020, when the airlines made it very clear this was always going to happen. And we got fake news. We got censored. We got deleted. It's pathetic. They're not going to let you live your life. Here's another one. Canada will simply not welcome unvaccinated tourists. Okay, so now you can't even enter the country now. Do you think that applies to only tourists? Think about that. Malta bans all visitors who aren't fully vaccinated, right? This is coming down now, despite the fact that the injection doesn't stop the spread, doesn't actually reduce much at all. In fact, actually, not arguably, based on the scientific research, creates illness. We showed you that the spike protein itself alone can cause disease. It's just ridiculous. How about the fact that everybody there wearing masks are going to continue to spread bacterial pneumonia, which is contagious as well? Despite the fact that they're trying to tell you that if you're unvaccinated, you have to wear the mask, the truth is that most people wearing them are the ones that have injections or are planning to. The point is that this is an endless spread concept that is not going to stop based on their injections they're giving people it within their narrative, understand. So why then are you allowing people who are to be allowed? But it makes no sense based on what we just went through today. The only thing this leads to is forcing you to get the thing they want you to get. And here is a blunt statement by the BBC. COVID fully jabbed people to be treated differently. Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Now, this was, I'm trying to remember the health secretary said that. That's directly from the health secretary. If you are fully jabbed, you will get special treatment. Or rather, if you're unvaccinated, you will get negative treatment. Or at the very least, you'll be treated as a different kind of person. Right? Just like in Israel, just like exactly what they said. Well, here's what's funny, just like the other examples we told you. Obviously, the BBC was like, oops, we shouldn't say that so clearly. So let's completely change the article and pretend that we didn't say that. There's the same article. It's actually completely different. Here is the title, or excuse me. Oh, I guess I can't zoom in on that. Well, here is the URL. Here's the URL on archive. It's the same article, right? The point is, they just change it. They alter it. Self-isolation to be scrapped for double jabbed in children in England. Right. So now they're saying, well, as long as you get all these injections, then you're good. Children too. It's so obvious that they're playing games here. Hopefully you're paying attention. Finally, on lockdowns, remember, this is all going to keep going. And this is the crazy part about it. Whether you think you're going to get your injection, it's all going to go away. Well, guess what? Tomorrow starts the climate lockdowns and they're going to make you wear your mask again. They're going to make you jump it off. It's going to keep going because there's an end to that. There's a means to an end they're trying to achieve with this. It's all about keeping you in control. And here's Extinction Rebellion telling you repeatedly, I wonder why. Climate change means more pandemics. Climate change means more pandemics. Climate change means more vaccine dodging pandemics. Why exactly? Who knows? I mean, it's just, whenever I saw this, I said, well, that's really stupid. Like, that's why? Because it's hot? Because that's an assumption, right? Remember, first it was global warming. Then it was climate change because it was getting cold too. And then, wait a minute. So is it going to get hot now again only? It's just, it doesn't make any sense. But all they can tell you is that because this works for our agenda, we want you to think that they're the same thing, right? Climate change, pandemics, just mash it together and say they all meet the same because we're going to give you the same restrictions, right? This person says climate change means more pandemics. Where did you get that wild idea from? And he says, scientists. What a dumb response. It says, from small island states to unbranished powerhouses, unbanished powerhouses, I read that wrong. Urbanized. I thought it was an N for some reason. Urbanized powerhouses. Every focus on every country on Earth faces multiplying and intensifying threats to human health as climate change renders future pandemics and system collapses ever more likely, at a major study concluded. Do you not realize what a one-stop shop agenda every single thing they wanted from that? So basically, the fact that climate change is causing, I guess, intensifying heat, which is weird that that's now the one direction, despite that it's being both ways before because it's wishy-washy, but it's saying it renders future pandemics and system collapses. Great. So now it works for their cyber pandemic. It works for their pandemic discussion. It works for everything. A major study concluded. Well, let's take a quick look at that major study. I'll just show you a couple quick points. It says extreme heat. Well, technically, this is on straight time. It says extreme heat, air pollution, and intense farming are creating devastating public health outlook. Well, here's what they claim. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. Did that? No, it says I got that highlighted. Did something change? That's crazy. No. Oh, that's what it was. It's right there. Confusing myself for a second. Excuse me. So this was, I want to show you this first. That's what it was. Just that they're claiming that extreme heat, air pollution, and intense farming are creating this. Which I don't even know why that makes sense. How is the heat itself causing the heat? Like, that's just silly. But the point is that all of this stuff is being caused, not because it's being caused because of industrial pollution, because of acts by our government that don't care about these problems, overuse of masks and gloves that are causing immense pollution that they told you about in 2020, but we didn't, the same people screaming about climate change don't care about. They're the ones creating the overwhelming mask problem that's causing the problem. You see, it's silly. But all we're going to do is point to all this stuff and say that's causing the problem that we created, so we need to shut you down again. But here's the study itself. Western North American extreme heat, virtually impossible without human-caused climate change. Already kind of sounds like an opinion, but let's look, right? So it says main findings, and you'll quickly see that this whole thing is like, based on observations and modeling. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, because their modeling for climate change has clearly been so great. How about their modeling for COVID-19? Clearly been so great, right? But based on observations and modeling, the occurrence of a heat wave with maximum daily temperatures as observed in the area was virtually impossible without human climate. Okay, so they made their modeling based on probably what they thought was going to have. It's modeling and observations, just like everything else, just like the population, everything they've done thus far. And they say there are two possible sources. They're guessing. All of this is estimations and guesses. So the point is, they're saying those guesses and estimations based on things we already agree with are why this is all coming. Climate change, that leads to more pandemics? Well, that's a pretty ridiculous leap, and it's meant to be. But that's because clearly I would argue whoever these people, this is all part of the agenda. It's all coming your way, because here's what the Hill has even said. Human caused climate change. Oh, weird. At the same time, it's almost like they coordinated behind deadly Western heat wave, according to reports. Nope. The reality is, I didn't think I had anything on here. Oh, here we go. I did have one thing. The severe heat wave and drought overtaking parts of the U.S. West and nearby regions are continued symptoms of climate change, according to a new study, suggesting, based on modeling, that such a heat wave wouldn't be possible if human activity wasn't causing human... Well, I mean, that's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? I mean, how about the fact that we don't just broadly say, you humans, and that clearly leads into the idea that we need to take away our, you know, the transhumanist, you know, nanotechnology altering this to save the human. That's all where this is going. And they're openly stating that. How about the fact that we point to the very people that are driving this Great Reset agenda are the very ones funding, profiting from the exact industries causing the problem? Sure, let's stop me from spending gas money, but you're going to keep using all the pollution. I mean, or how about the U.S. military? That's the biggest polluter on the planet. And that's, you can just type that in. There's 1,000 articles about it. Is that going to stop? No. Well, all we do is point, look, is China going to stop with their pollution? How about the U.S. military, guys? Why don't you bring that point up? Yes, China is a big polluter, one of the worst. So too is the U.S. military. But every time we have this conversation, we go, well, we're not going to restrict ourselves. China's not going to do it. Good. So let's just keep killing the planet because I thought we were the trailblazers, right? We're going to lead the charge, leaders of the world. No, we're not going to do that anymore unless China does it too. It's just pathetic. It's because they don't care, guys. They never have. And it's about damn time that we recognize that reality. But finally, how about the real reality that we've always known what this actually does? Even the experts pointing it out. Lockdowns have protected the rich at the expense of the working class people. This is what we know. Just like the WHO has already said that it actually makes poor people a hell of a lot poorer. We've known this the whole time. And guess what? They're going to do it again the next chance they get. Because who cares what the experts say? Right? Because trust the science, right? Nope. Trust the agenda. It's all coming your way because that's always been the plan. And you need to start paying attention because it's happening around you, whether or not you care, whether or not you're aware of it. It's happening right now. As always, it's time to stand up and push back because it's never going to be off. I mean, that same point always rattles around in my head. You may look back 20 years from now and go, man, I wish I would have done something when I actually had the opportunity. When I actually had the chance to maybe stop this thing, to maybe do my best to fight for what I believe in. Now is the time. That's what I'm doing every day with this, and that's why I know you're here. So thank you for doing so. Thank you for being here. Keep fighting. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Finding the one I'm looking for here. Stay vigilant. Oh, and by the way, CVOD is the name of this clip. I forget to add it sometimes. CVOD, Nobody Cares. Excellent song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Struggles we bear. Beg your listen, McLean. See the struggles we bear. Nobody don't care. I'm stuck in my house.
Everything I've seen in the last 9 days, all the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that COVID-19 is not this disease, and that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue.
Where's the grave concern if you're going to be injected with these same proteins? Not a single, to my knowledge, not a single vaccine manufacturer took heed of my warning to remove those unsafe epitopes from the vaccines before they formulated their vaccines, in spite of being emailed.
Wait a minute, don't take her away! Hey, don't take her away!
Stand for nothing, you fall for everything.
It's the message.